ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി ഹരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയം. നിത്യലീലാ പ്രവിഷ്ടോം വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്രശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹരാശീല പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തപുരി നാമാചാര്യ ശഹരദാസ് താക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപ ഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട് ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാമക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗൗർ പ്രേമ. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnupadaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhudaleshwari. Bhaktivedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste. Saraswadevam Gauravani Prajarini Narvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshadharini. പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം. ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദി കരദസ് ചാപേഷു തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മ ഹൃദയ ആദി കവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യൽ സുരയ തേജോ പരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി. ധർമ്മ പ്രോജിത കൈതവോത്ര ശ്രീമതി ഭാഗവതി മഹാമുനി ഈശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി കണികാവി കാവി കാവി. ഓം വിഷ്ണു ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണി ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാഹാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാതി ഭുവനത്രയം ശ്രീഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദഗീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശ മനിഷം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കുജയന്മേണം ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യ പരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂഖം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം. ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ We are in the middle of the Rukmini's marriage to Krishna. That's what we were discussing last Sunday. So, as you have seen, that the scene is changing from Dwaraka and Vidarbha. Between Dwaraka and Vidarbha, Sri Shukan says what's happening in two different places. Initially, you saw there how in Vidarbha, how the developments happened there with Rukmini giving the message to the Brahmana to take it to Dwaraka. And then Sri Shukan takes us to Dwaraka and sings what has happened in Dwaraka between Krishna and the Brahmana. How the Brahmana delivered the message to Krishna and Krishna's response to the Brahmana's Rukmini's message. That's what we have discussed in the last chapter. Now, we are going back to again to Vidarbha. What's happening there? So, that's the next scene in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, what I'll do is, I'll just read through that chapter and then we'll continue the story of Rukmini and Rukmini's marriage, how that developed into a big fight between Balaram and all the other kings who arrived for the marriage. All those comes in the next chapter. So I'll just read through that chapter and then we'll discuss that. Shri Shuka Uvajam Vaidharbhya Sadhu Sandesham Nishamya Yadunandana Pragrahya Panina Panim Prahasannidam Abravil Shri Bhagavan Uvajam തദാഹം അവിദച്ഛിത്തോ നിദ്രാം ജനലഭേ ദിശി വേദാഹം രുക്മിണോ മേഷാം മനോദ്വാഹോ നിവാരിതാം താമാനയിഷ ഉന്മത്യ രാജൻ ആപസദാൻമൃതേ മൽപരാ നവദ്യാംഗിമേ അധമേധസോഗ്നിശിഖാമിവ ശ്രീശുകവാചാം ഉദ്വാഹർഷം ച വിജ്ഞായ രുക്മിണ്യ മധുസൂദന തഥാ സംയുജ്യതാമാശോദാരുഗത്തേവ സാരഥിം സജാശ്വൈ ശൈപ്യസുഗ്രീവേഖ്യ പുഷ്പവലാഹകൈ യുക്തം രഥമുപാനീയ തത്സൌ പ്രാഞ്ജലിരഗ്രതാം ആരുഹ്യ സന്ദനം ശൗരീർ ദ്വിജമാരോപ്യ ദൂർണകൈ അനർത്ഥാദേകരാത്രണ വിദർഭാനഗമധ്യയൈ രാജാ സകുണ്ഡിനപതി പുത്രസ്നേഹവശം ഗത ശിശുബാലയ സ്വാം കപാലായ സ്വാം കന്യാം ദാസ്യൻ കർമാണ്യകാരയൽ പുരം സംവൃഷ്ട സംസിക്ത മാർഗരഥ്യ ചതുഷ്പദം വിഷു ചിത്രധ്വജപദാഘാഭിസ്തോരരേണ സമലം കൃതം സ്രഗന്ധമാല്യാഭരണൈർ വിരജോംബരഭൂഷിതൈ ജുഷ്ടം സ്ത്രീപുരുഷൈ ശ്രീമൽഗൃഹൈ അഗുരുധൂപിതൈ പിതൃദേവാൻ സമഭ്യർച്ച വിപ്രാംശ വിധിവന്ദ്രഭോജയിത്വാ യഥാന്യായം വാചയാമാസമംഗളം സംസ്ഥാനം സ്മുതതീം കന്യാം കൃത കൗതുകമംഗളാം അഹദാം ശുഗയുഗ്മേന ഭൂഷിതാം ഭൂഷണോത്തമേയം ചക്രോ സാമർഗ്യജുർമന്ത്രൈർവധ്വാരക്ഷാം ദ്വിജോത്തമ പുരോഹിതോ അഥർവവിദ്വൈ ജുഹാവഗ്രഹശാന്തയേ ഹിരണ്യരൂപ്യവാസ്വാംസി തിലാശ്ച ഗുടമിശ്രിതൻ പ്രധാധേനുശ്ച വിപ്രേഭ്യോ രാജ വിധിവിദാം വരാം ഏവം ചേതിപതി രാജ ധമഘോഷസുതായ വൈ കരയാമാസമന്ത്രജ്ഞൈ സർവമഭ്യുദയോചിതം മദച്ചുൽഭിർഗജാനീകൈ സ്യന്ദനേർഹേമമാലിവി പത്യശ്വസ്വങ്കുലൈ സൈന്യപുരീതകുണ്ഡിനം യയോ തം വൈ വിദർഭാധിപതി സമേഭ്യേത്യാദി പൂജ്യ ച നിവേശയാമാസമുദാ കൽപ്പിതാന്യ നിവേശനേ തത്ര സാല്യോ ജരാസന്തോ ദന്തവക്രോ വിധൂരത അജഗ്മുശ്ചൈത്യപക്ഷീയം പൗണ്ഡ്രകാദ്യാ സഹസ്രശാം കൃഷ്ണരാമാതിശോ യത്ത കന്യാം ചൈദ്യായ സാധിതും യദ്യാഗത്യ ഹരേൽ കൃഷ്ണോ രാമാദ്യേർയധുവിർഹൃതാം യോത്സ്യാമ സംഹതാസ്തേനമിതി നിശ്ചിതമാനസ ആജഗ്മോർഭൂഭുജ സർവേ സമഗ്രബലവാഹന ശ്രുത്വൈതദ്ഭഗവാൻ രാമോ വിപക്ഷീയ നൃപോദ്യമം കൃഷ്ണം ചേകം ഗതം ഹർത്തും കന്യാം കലഹശങ്കിതാ ബലേന മഹദാസാർദ്ധം ഭ്രാതൃസ്നേഹപരി പ്ലുത ത്വരിതക്കുണ്ടിനം പ്രാഗാൽഗജാശ്വരഥപത്തിവി ഭീഷ്മകന്യാവരാരോഹോ കാംക്ഷന്ത്യാഗമനം ഹരേ പ്രത്യാവത്തിമപശ്യന്തി ദ്വിജസ്യ ചിന്തയത്തതാ അഹോ ത്രിയാമാന്തരിതമുദ്വാഹോ മേൽപരാധസ നാഗച്ഛരവിന്ദാക്ഷോ നാഹം വേദ്മി അത്ര കാരണം സോപിതാവതദർത്ഥേദ്യാം അഭിതൽ സന്ദേശഹരോ ദ്വിജ അഭിമയ്യനവദ്യാത്മാ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ കിഞ്ചിൽ ജുഗുപ്സിതം മൽപാണി ഗ്രഹണേ നൂനം നായാദിഹി കൃതോദ്യമം ദുർഭഗായാന മേധാത നാനുകൂലോ മഹേശ്വര ദേവീവാ വിമുഖ ഗൗരീരുദ്രാണി ഗിരിജാ സതീ ഏവം ചിന്തയതീ ബാല ഗോവിന്ദഹൃതമാനസ ന്യമീലയത കാലജ്ഞാനേത്രേ ച അശ്രുകലാകുലേ ഏവം വധ്വാ പ്രതീക്ഷന്ത്യ ഗോവിന്ദാഗമനം നൃപ വാമ ഊരുർഭുജോ നേത്രമസ്ഫുരൻ പ്രിയഭാഷിണ അഥ കൃഷ്ണവിനിർദ്ദിഷ്ട സ ഏവ ദ്വിജ സത്തമാഹ അന്തപുരച്ചയീം ദേവീം രാജപുത്രീം ദദർശഃ സാതം പ്രഹൃഷ്ടവദനം അവ്യഗ്രാത്മഗതിം സതീ അലക്ഷ്യലക്ഷണാഭിജ്ഞാ സമപൃച്ഛസ്മിതാഹ തസ്യാമാവേദയൽ പ്രാപ്തം ശശംസ യദുനന്ദനം ഉക്തം ച സത്യവചനമാത്മോപനയനം പ്രതി തമാഗതം സമാജ്ഞായ വൈദർഭീ ഹൃഷ്ടമാനസ നവശ്യന്തി ബ്രാഹ്മണായ പ്രയമന്യന്ന നാമസ പ്രാപ്തൌ ശ്രുത്വാ സുദുഹിതു തദ്വാഹ പ്രേക്ഷണോത്സുകൌ അഭ്യയാത്വര്യഘോഷേണ രാമകൃഷ്ണ സമർഹണേയം മധുവർക്കമുപാനീയം വാസാംസി വിരജാംസി സ ഉപായനാന്യഭീഷ്ടാനി വിധിവൽ സമപൂജയൻ തയോർനിവേശനം ശ്രീമദുപകൽപ്യ മഹാമതി സ സൈന്യോയോ സാനുഗോയോ രാതിഥ്യം വിധദേ യഥാ ഏവം രാജ്ഞാം സമേതേനാം യഥാ വീര്യം യഥാ വയ യഥാ ബലം യഥാ വിത്തം സർവൈ കാമൈ സമർഹയൻ കൃഷ്ണമാഗതമാകർണ്യം വിദർഭപുരവാസിന ആഗത്ത നേത്രാഞ്ജലിവി പപുസ്തന്മുഖ പങ്കജം അസ്യൈവ ഭാര്യാ ഭവിതം രുക്മിണ്യർഹതി നാപരാ അസാവപ്യന്നവധ്യാത്മാ ഭൈഷ്മ്യാ സമുചിതപതി കിഞ്ചുൽ സുചരിതം എന്ന സ്തേന ദുഷ്ടസ്ത്രീലോകകൃൽ അനുഗൃഹ്ണാതുഗൃഹ്ണാതു വൈദർഭ്യാ പാണിം അച്യുതാം ഏവം പ്രേമകലാബദ്ധ വദന്തി സ്മ പുരൗഗസ കന്യാ ചാന്തപുരാൻ പ്രാഗാൽഭടേർ ഗുപ്താംബികാലയം പൽഭ്യാം വിനിർദയൗ ദ്രഷ്ടും ഭവാന്യാ പാദപല്ലവം സാ ചാനുധ്യായതി സമ്യം മുകുന്ദ ചരണാംബുജം യദവാങ്മാതൃവിസാർദ്ധം സഖിവി പരിവാരിത ഗുപ്തരാജപരൈ ശൂരൈ സന്നദ്ധൈരുദ്ധ്യതായുധൈയ മൃദംഗശംഖമണവം വാസ്തുര്യഭ്യേര്യശ്ച ജഗ്നിരേ നാനോപഹാരബലിവിർ വാരമുഖ്യാ സഹസ്രശ സ്രഗന്ധവസ്ത്രാഭരണൈർദ്വിജപത്നിസ്വലംകൃതാഃ ഗായന്തശ്ച സുവന്തശ്ച ഗായക വാദ്യവാദക പരിവാര്യവധൂം ജഗ്മു സൂതമാഘതവന്ദിന ആസാദ്യേ ദേവീ സദനം ദൗധപാദകരാംബുജ ഉപസ്പൃശ്യ ശുചിശാന്ത പ്രവിവേശാംബികാന്തികം താം വൈ പ്രവയസോ ബാലം വിധിജ്ഞാ വിപ്രയോഷിത ഭവാനീം മന്ദയാശ്ചക്രോ ഭവപത്നീം ഭവാൻവിതാം നമസ്യേ ത്വാംബികേ ഭീഷ്ണം സ്വസന്താനയുതാം ശിവം ഭൂയാൻ പതിർമേ ഭഗവാൻ കൃഷ്ണ സദനുമോദതം ത അക്ഷതേർദൂപേർവാസ ശ്രങ്മാല്യഭൂഷണൈ നാനോപഹാര വലിവിപ്രദീപാവലിവിപ്രഥ വിപ്രസ്ത്രീയാപതിമതി സദാദൈ സമപൂജയൽ ലവണാഭൂപതാംബൂലകണ്ഠ സൂത്രഫലേക്ഷുഭി തസ്യൈ സ്ത്രീയസ്ത്രാപ്രദതു ശേഷാം യുജരാശിഷ താഭ്യോ ദേവ്യൈ നമശ്ചക്രേ ശേഷാം ച ജഗൃഹേ വധൂം. മുനിവ്രതമദത്യക്ത്വാ നിശ്ചക്രാമംബികാ ഗൃഹാൽ പ്രഗൃഹ്യ പാണിനാഭൃത്യാം രത്നമുദ്രോവശോഭിന താം ദേവമായാമിവ വീരമോഹിനിം സുമധ്യമാം കുണ്ഡലമണ്ഡിദാനനാം ശ്യാമാം നിദംബാർപ്പിതരത്നമേഖലാം വെഞ്ചൽസ്തനീം കുന്തളശങ്കിതേക്ഷണാം ശുചിസ്മിതാം ബിംബബലാധരാദ്യുതി ശോണായമാനദ്വിജകുന്ദകുട്മളാം പദാചലന്തീം കളഹംസഗാമിനീം സിഞ്ചൽ കലാനൂപുരധാമശോഭിനാം വിലോക്യ വീരാമുഹുസ്സമാഗത യശസ്വിനാ സൽകൃതഹൃച്ഛയാർദ്ദിതാഃ യാം വീക്ഷതേ ഹൃദയസ്തതുദാര ഹാസവ്രീഡാവലോകൃതചേതസ ഉജ്ജിതാസ്ത്ര പേതുക്ഷിതൌ ഗജരഥാശ്വഗതൌ വിമൂഢാ യാത്രാച്ചലേന ചരയേ പയതീം സ്വശോഭാം സൈവം ശനൈശ്ചലയതി ചലവൽമഘോഷൌ പ്രാപ്തിം തദാ ഭഗവത പ്രസമീക്ഷമാണ ഉത്സാര്യ വാമകരജൈ അളകാനവാംഗൈ പ്രാപ്താൻ ഹൃയേക്ഷത നൃപാൻ ദൃശേച്ഛുതം സാം താം രാജകന്യാം രഥമാരുരുക്ഷതീം ജഹാര കൃഷ്ണോദ്യുഷതാം സമീക്ഷതം രഥം സമാരോപ്യ സുവർണലക്ഷണം രാജന്യചക്രം പരിഭൂയ മാധവാം തതോ യയോ രാമപുരോഗമൈശനൈ ശൃഗാലമധ്യാദിവഭാഗഹൃദ്ധരി തം മാനിന സ്വാഭിഭവം യശക്ഷയം വരേ ജരാസന്തമശാനസേഹിരേ അഹോ ധികസ്മാന്യശമാധന്വനാം ഗോപൈഹൃതം കേസരിണാം മൃഗൈരിവ. ഇത് ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ ഉത്തരാർദ്ധേ രുക്മിണീഹരണം നാമ ത്രിപഞ്ചാശത്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ the brahmana who brought the message to Krishna was expecting some firm response from Krishna about the marrying Rukmini. So when the brahmana mentioned that he needs a definite commitment from Krishna so that he could go back to Rukmini and convey the message to Rukmini. So it was then that Krishna got up from the seat, held the Brahmana's hand very strongly and mentioned to her. What mentioned to the Brahmana like this? Pragrihyavanina panim prakasannidama bravil. Smilingly Krishna says to him, Shri Bhagavan Uvajam tadaham avidachito nidram janalabhe dishim. Exactly what Rukmini was thinking about me. I was also thinking the same about Rukmini, Krishna says. And not only that, Krishna says to the Brahmana, I wasn't even getting sleep thinking about Rukmini. So that is how Krishna has reacted to that. Now an ordinary person, when he reads that, he may think that Krishna is like us, that thinking about the marriage, not getting sleep. So that's for us. Normally even devotees who are serving Krishna, they don't get sleep. Because of their advanced Krishna consciousness, they come out of the mode of ignorance known as sleep. Sleep is the tamogunam, isn't it? So they escape from tamogunam easily. Even the devotees escape from tamogunam. So what to talk about Krishna? But here, Krishna is speaking like a very mundane person, an ordinary person. That is because Krishna is just talking like the ordinary people in this world. That's all. It has no other significance than that. That's why when he said, Tadaham abadachito nidraam janalabhedishi, that he wasn't getting sleep. In other words, Sri Shukani is putting forward that Krishna was also like us, that he has lost sleep because of thinking about the marriage. And because otherwise it's very difficult to explain that sentence in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Normally if you say like this, ordinary people can talk like that. But when you are talking about Krishna, it is difficult to say like this. What is it? And it is difficult to find an answer to that question. So many people, when they get absorbed in this marriage of Krishna and Rukmini, they are seeing both sides of it. What's happening in Vidarbha and what's happening in Dwaraka. And when they think, it gets into their head a lot. They get absorbed in it so much. So once it so happened that when this was discussed, the speaker could not find out what to say about Krishna. That how can I say that Krishna was not getting sleep because of thinking about the marriage? That's something very difficult to say about Krishna, isn't it? Because Krishna's sleeping and our sleeping is different. We collapse as soon as we finish our energy. We are finished. Then we have no choice. We are forced to sleep. But there is some personality above all of us, the Supreme Personality, Krishna, who never had to sleep, who doesn't get tired, or who ever gets affected by the bodily functions. It is a spiritual body. So such a personality, when he says like that, it means something different than that, isn't it? So this speaker was finding it difficult how to explain this in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna saying here, that Nidram Janalabhedishim, that I wasn't getting sleep for days together because of thinking about Rukmini. So he kept on discussing. Suddenly someone in the audience said, that's absolutely true what was happening, because his experience was like that. That someone in the audience said, yes, I wasn't getting sleep. So probably he thought that Krishna also may not have been getting sleep in the same way. And that's the only explanation you can give for that sentence in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, to say that Krishna wasn't getting sleep thinking about anybody in this world is very difficult, because of the way the Supreme Personality of Godhead performed his activities in this earthly planet when he came here. Yadaham avidachito nidram janalabhe dishi vedaham rukmino deshal mamodvaho nivaritaha. Then, after that discussion only, that Krishna gave the guarantee to the Brahmana, that, and Brahmana was thinking, how beautiful Krishna's acting is. All this was an acting. Brahmana knew about it. Brahmana was aware. And the way Krishna was showing his anxiety about marrying Rukmini, and the way Krishna questioned about the message what Rukmini has sent through the Brahmana, all these things Brahmana was observing. And seeing that perfect actor in the whole scene, Brahmana was relishing it very much. That Krishna's sincerity when he was acting. When Krishna wants to act, he can act better than any one of us. And nobody can beat Krishna in that, as far as acting is concerned. That you will see in the same next chapter, how capable he was in presenting himself in different ways when he wanted to do that. So what happened was, he says to the Brahmana, Tamana isha unmatyam rajanyavasadan mrade malpuranavadi ingyame medasognishikhami vam. That Tamanayishyam, that got up from the seat and sent to the Brahmana holding the hands. I will bring her, who is my part and parcel, and bring her here after marrying her and taking her away from the assembly of the kings who comes for this marriage. Please convey this message to her. Shri Shuka Vajam. Then after that, Ittvaha Shamja Vijnaya Rukminyo Madhusudana Katha Samyudamashu Daryugetyaha Saradim. Saradi Darugan, Daruga brought the chariot and arranged everything and waited for Krishna to board the chariot. Krishna held the hands of the Brahmana and asked him to board the chariot. Krishna also got into the chariot, and the chariot started driving very, very fast to Vidarbha. It's a long way for them to travel, and Krishna has to get there by 9 o'clock in the morning. This was late in the evening, and you have to remember, this is a chariot which can take you to Vaikuntha even. Krishna has taken Arjuna to the Vaikuntha in that chariot. So that chariot is capable of going to such places. And Krishna, Brahmana initially said that he will go back. But Krishna said, no, you have come one way on your own. You can come back with me. And took the Brahmana also with Krishna. Krishna took him also with him. And they went back to, drove back to the, to Vidarbha. So we will leave there. Let Krishna and Brahmana arrive in Vidarbha. By then, let us see what's going on in Vidarbha. Shri Shukan takes us there to Vidarbha. Saja shvai saibhya sugrivam egamushpavalaha gai yuktam radhamuhaniya tastovranjali ragrada aruhya sandhanam shavirdujam aropyadurna gai anartadegaratrena Vidarbha nagamadhyaya raja sakundinavadi putrasnehavasham gada shishubalaya swam kanyam dasin kamanyakarayal. Then when raja sakundinavadi Bhishmaga, who is the king of Kundinam, Rajasa Kundinapati Bhishmam Putrasneha Vasham Gada, because of his attachment to Rukmi and also to Rukmini, that Bhishmaka has started making very great grand arrangements for the marriage. And that is why in the next few verses, how the preparations for marriage started in Dwaraka.
Raja Sakundi Navadi, Putra Sneha Vashamgada, Shishuvala, Pashavala, Swam, Kanyam, Dasin, Karma, Nekarayal.
So when this thing started, Bhishmaka knew how to perform, properly conduct the marriage. You have to remember, Bhishma had only one daughter, five boys and a girl, and the youngest is Rukmini. So because it's the only daughter, Bhishmaka wanted to perform in the most opulent way, according to the king's status. And naturally, Bhishmaka has invited many, almost all the kings from all over, and they have all arrived for this marriage. And there's a list of those kings who came for that marriage mentioned later. So ceremonies have started much before. Although the marriage date was fixed on a particular day, the ceremonies have started before, because the whole city was decorated, Kundinam was decorated very lavishly at the cost of the government. And not only that, all the people were invited for the marriage. Every single person in the kingdom was invited for the marriage. And this marriage is not like an ordinary marriage. Rukmini was getting married. So it's very, very dear to all the people. She was their princess. And people had such an attachment and love for her that they all wanted to do their best to make this marriage a successful one. That was in their mind. So our Bhishmaka has organized the marriage so well that the cities were decorated, everything was looking very opulent. Because there was no shortage of wealth in the Bhishmaka's palace, and Kundinam looked very beautiful in preparing for this marriage. It was then that while the marriage was being organized, there were many days of feasts were given to the people. Everyone was invited. So all sorts of things are in connection with the marriage. It was not that there was only one feast on the marriage day. That was not the system for Bhishmaka. Bhishmaka has started arranging feasts for everybody, the whole population. They could come and have the feast every day for days together. That was organized by Bhishmaka, Anadanam. And then in addition to that, Brahmanas were given charity, in plenty of charities were given to them. And for others also, clothes and jewelry, so many things were given to different people. Apart from that, the sacrifice has started, and the great Brahmanas were present there, who were chanting the Vedic mantras to make the ceremony very auspicious. Homam and Danam, everything, so many things going on at the same time in the city of Kundinam. That is in the next few verses you can find. Puram samrashta samsiktam argaradhya jadushpadam chitradvajpadaga vistoreirana samalangradam sragandhamalya avharanei virajvambaravushidei sjushtam sri purushai ശ്രീമത് ഗൃഹൈ അഗുരുദൂപിതൈ പിതൃദേവാൻ സമഭ്യർച്ച വിപ്രാംശ വിധിമന്ദ്രഭ വോജയിത്വാ യഥാന്യായം വാചയാമാസ മംഗളം സുസ്നാദാം സുനദീം കന്യാം കൃത കൗതുകമംഗളം അഹദാം ശുഖയുഗ്മേന ഭൂഷിതാം ഭൂഷണോത്തമയ്യ ചക്രുസാമാർഗജുർമന്ദൈർവധ്വാ രക്ഷാന്തി ജ്യോതമ പുരോഹിത അഥർവവിദ്വൈ ജുഹാവഗ്രഹശാന്തയേ in order to please all the different planets, there were different sacrifices performed. Different mantras were chanted for Atharvana Vedam and others by the Brahmanas.
And Hiranyarupya Vasam Se Tilam Shagudam Ishridan Pradhadenuscha Viprebhyo Raja Vidividam Varam.
There's one thing mentioned there, Raja Vidividam Varam, that in order to make the occasion very auspicious and to please everyone, that Bhishmaka knew the different methods what will actually please the occasion. So that is why it's mentioned there, Raja Vidividham Varam, that Bhishmaka knew all these things very well, and therefore he conducted everything very properly.
Evam Chedivadi Raja Dhamagosha Sudayavai Karayama Samandrajne Sarvam Abhidayojidam Madachulbergajani Gay Sandanyahemamalibi Patyasha Sangulai Sainya Parida Kundinamyayo Tamvai Vidarbhadivadi Samabhetya Bibujaja Niveshayama Samuda Kalpidani Niveshani
That who are all come for the marriage, there is names are mentioned there. Salva, Jarasandha, Dandavatra, Vidhurada,
ఆజగ్ము శైత్యపక్షీయం పౌండ్రగాద్యా సహస్రశ అండ్ అపార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ శిశువాల పౌండ్రగ వాసుదేవ్ అండ్ థౌసండ్స్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ ఇట్ సేస్ దేర్ దుర్యోధన ది వాస్ ఆల్సో దేర్ అండ్ యు హ్యావ్ టు రిమెంబర్ దాట్ దెర్ ఈస్ అ బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ టు దిస్ మ్యారేజ్ విచ్ ఐ మెన్షన్ ఆల్సో బిఫోర్ దట్ ఒరిజినలీ దిస్ మ్యారేజ్ వాస్ ఫిక్స్డ్ యాజ్ ఎ స్వయంవరం స్వయంవరం మీన్స్ రుక్మిణి హ్యాడ్ ద చాయిస్ టు మ్యారీ హుమెవర్ షీ వాంటెడ్ టు and she had heard about krishna from shri narada maharshi and other kumaras and gargacharya and she had already fixed her mind on krishna so she had thinking that if swayambharam was the opportunity I mean her free choice to make the decision then all the kings will assemble and krishna and balaram could also be present there and that opportunity she could put the garland on krishna and that will finish the marriage and nobody could say anything about it But when her brother Rukmi came to know that this was the intention behind it, this was her plan, he decided to stop it. And this was the same opinion all the other kings also who were present there. That you can see the list what they have mentioned there. They were all inimical to Krishna. None of them wanted to marry Rukmini to Krishna. That was very much in their mind. And they were collecting together how to sort this out. So they advised Rukmi that instead of making it a swayamvaram, instead they could do it in a way as a fixed marriage, an arranged marriage to Shishubala directly. Then there is no chance of Krishna appearing there. And that way they can avoid Krishna's marrying Rukmini. This was their plan. So they have decided like that is why all these demoniac kings have arrived there well in advance of the marriage because they have been discussing mutually what is likely to happen. At any cost, they wanted to stop Krishna marrying Rukmini. That was because they all heard about Rukmini's beauty from different sources and they will do anything to marry Rukmini. That was their such a strong desire in their heart. So they were looking for an opportunity and this is why they had come. That's why they were all there so well in advance before the marriage.
Salva, Jarasandha, Dandavatra, Vidurada, Duryodhana, Paundraga, and so many thousands of others. And
thousands of other people have also come.
Krishna Rama Mishoyata, Kanyam Chaityaya Sadhinam, Yadhyagatharel Krishna, Rama Dhyar, Yadhyabhurvrata, యోల్స్యామ సంహదాస్తేన ఇది నిశ్చిత మానస ఆ జగ్మోర్ భూభుజ సర్వే సమగ్ర బలవాహన
సంథింగ్ హ్యాపెండ్ ఇన్ దేర్ అట్ దిస్ పాయింట్ ఇన్ టైమ్ దట్ యాస్ ఐ మెన్షన్ బిఫోర్ ది ఫీస్ట్ వాస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ వెరీ నైస్లీ ఫార్ ది పీపుల్ ద ఫీస్ట్ వాస్ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్ బై భీష్మగ ఫార్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ సో ఆల్ ద పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ ప్రెసెంట్ దేర్ దే వర్ ఎంజాయింగ్ ద ఫీస్ట్ అండ్ జరాసంధ వాస్ organizing these things very nicely because Jarasandha was a very capable person. So our Sri Narada Maharshi, what he did, he goes up to Jarasandha and says to him, everything is going on extremely well, he says to Jarasandha. So Jarasandha is thinking, look how capable I am. I'm organized everything so nicely. Jarasandha is thinking like that. After saying that, the next thing Narada Muni says to him is, but I've also heard something else, he says. He's not saying the whole thing. Just like a rumor, he is releasing it. To Narada Muni says to Jarasandha, that has an invitation gone to Dwaraka also? He says, I've heard something like that, he says. So that was enough for Jarasandha to put him into difficulty. So Jarasandha says to Narada Muni, oh no, there is no chance of an invitation going to Dwaraka, he says. There's no. I have particularly told Rukmi that at any cost no invitation should go to Dwaraka. Maybe I am wrong, Sri Narada Maharshi says. Narada Muni says to him, Jarasandha, this is Narada Muni's business all the time, isn't it? To bring Krishna's pastime to a perfection, that is Narada Muni's responsibility. You will see at the end of this whole episode, the finale or final of the whole marriage between Krishna and Narada Muni looking at each other. You have to see that in the Kathali or something like that. Only then you will enjoy that beauty of that relationship with Narada and Krishna. So Narada Muni says to Jarasandha like this, this whole thing, it takes about 8 hours on the stage to perform this Rukmini's marriage. It takes merely 8 hours. And out of the 8 hours, 3 hours goes to deliver the message of Rukmini to Krishna. That takes 3 hours. Because every part of that verses in what Rukmini has spoken, to bring it on the stage with the mudras, necessary mudras, it is such a complicated and difficult task. But once you sit there, these 8 hours will go through so easily. You won't find any difficulty in enjoying that Krishna's marriage to Rukmini. Rukmini Swayamvaram in the Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the most fascinating topics, because we are all so mundane in our mind that we relish it so much. That a marriage, Supreme Personality Krishna can execute in this way, in this world, when he comes here, how he conducted that marriage. That's what makes it interesting. So, so anyway, what happened here was that Jarasandha was tipped by Narada Muni. Narada Muni says to Jarasandha that, this has I heard like this, but I don't know the actual truth behind it. But there is some indication that someone has gone and informed Krishna about this marriage. He stays like that and leaves it. Now he knew it will develop further from there. You don't have to do anything after that. He has done what was necessary. You know, just like the bombs, you just have to ignite it from somewhere, and then the rest of it is already set up, the way it will do it. Jarasandha goes to Rukmi and says to Rukmi, what has happened, Rukmi? And Rukmi says, there is no question of going any invitation. Rukmi is very much friendly with Jarasandha, isn't it? So naturally, Jarasandha stopped all other activities and runs to Rukmi to make sure that nothing has gone to Dwaraka. Krishna and Balaram shouldn't be informed about it. They have nothing to do about it. And not only that, he abused Krishna and Balaram, calling them cowboys. That's also he did. He told Narada Muni that cowboys have nothing to do with here. They can't sit with us. They can't eat with us. And they can't participate in our marriages. We are from the aristocratic families, the kings and the royal families. And who are they? The history we know very much about them. Rukmi has already spoken about it. Who is Krishna? Who is Balaram? And all we know that a lot of time they were just tending the cows. Virtually you can say, instead of saying cowboys, they didn't say Gopala. That's how they are saying like that. In their own way, they mentioned about Krishna and Balaram. So Narada Muni said like that and left it like that. And the kings have started coming for the marriages. So many big personalities, they were all coming. They all wanted to be present in the marriage. Nobody can do anything because it's already settled between Rukmi and Shishubala. That Shishubala will marry Rukmini. So that's already settled. But still, they've all come in their best clothes and everything. So everything is mentioned like that. They were all looking very impressive. But Shishubal, who was the bridegroom, he had come. You have to see his description there. It says there that Shishubala was driving a golden chariot. The chariot was made of gold. And not only that, the chariot was fully decorated with the most expensive jewels in there. So you can imagine, he looked so opulent. Shishubala looked so opulent, unbelievably opulent. And Krishna has made sure that Shishubala should look opulent. Why? After all, Shishubala was Krishna's servant in the Vaikuntha, isn't it? So Krishna didn't warn that if my servant is lacking in opulence, what will they think about me? After all, the boss also feels happy when the servant is driving a Mercedes or a BMW, isn't it? The boss is thinking, after all, I have given him the BMW to drive. So Krishna's attitude was like that. That he was enjoying that his own man, that Shishubala is not aware of all that. He is thinking that I have so much opulence, I wanted to display that. So he was driving this golden chariot with jewels everywhere. And the cost of the chariot alone is very, very high. Not only that, in addition to that, the chariot was moving along towards Kundinam, the Vidarbha, where the marriage was taking place. But it was protected on all sides by very, very powerful elephants. And all these elephants were golden chains on them. And there was so much gold with Shishubala. Shishubala mentioned before, for Rajaswayam, all the money what was required, Shishubala has supplied to Yudhishthira Maharaj later. So Shishubala's elephants were covered in gold, completely in golden chains all over. Not only that, after the elephants were coming, all these elephants were little bit, you know, when they have the musk coming out, when they are at their most peak of their power, and they were in that condition, that the musk was leaking out from this portion, from the forehead. And that is the most difficult time to control the elephant. And that elephants were accompanying this chariot in the front as well as at the back. And the mahouts who were controlling these elephants, they were such experienced and capable people. They were able to control an elephant whose musk is coming out, and they're holding their tusks and making them walk in front of the Shishubala's chariot. So the whole scene was so impressive to anyone who has seen, and Shishubala was riding in their chariot very happily, arriving at the scene at this time. And who else has come? Duryodhana was there. Paundraga Vasudeva was there. I don't know whether you know who this Paundraga Vasudeva is. Paundraga Vasudeva is another personality. He's an interesting personality in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Why? Because he said to Krishna that you are not Vasudeva, I am Vasudeva. He says, who says you are Vasudeva? And there is a whole very interesting pastime of Krishna and Paundraga Vasudeva later in the Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto. It comes later. So this Paundraga Vasudeva, people have made him feel that he is the Supreme Personality. And he has accepted that, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So accordingly, he made four hands and he set up people. These things happen in this world sometimes. Other people set up someone like that and make him feel that he is something different than what he is actually. So this was, Paundraga Vasudeva was one character like that. He dressed up nicely, like also he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he was not too bothered whether Rukmini married Shishubala or Krishna. It didn't bother him very much. Only we wanted was everyone should come and pay their obeisances to him, and he will bless them as much as the Supreme Lord has come. So he has arrived on the scene, properly dressed up in that way. And this was also going on side by side. But many of the kings knew that he is a little bit off from his head. So they were not bothered about him. Let him carry his show, his road show can carry on in its own way. So they were also saying that. So he was sitting there, and many people, you know how people innocent are. Sometimes people make a propaganda, he's the Supreme Lord. They all go to him, pay his obeisances. They will offer some money to him in the hundi. They were putting the money in the hundi, paying their obeisances, getting up, folded hands. They will make him, circumambulating him. All these things were going on another side. No one was interested, but many ordinary people, innocent people, were involved in that. So Paundraga Vasudeva was carrying on his activity there. This is all happening in Vidarbha at this time. Now let us go back to Dwaraka, what happens there. Because Sri Shukan is taking us back and forth on either side, what's going on. If you go back to Dwaraka, what happened was, Krishna has left Dwaraka with the Brahmana. That's where we stopped. They took the chariot and went to Vidarbha, isn't it? So after Krishna left, perhaps it was late in the evening, about 7 o'clock or so. About 7 o'clock, I think this afternoon, evening he left. Because Krishna's plan was to get to Vidarbha in the morning when Rukmini goes to the temple. That was the plan to kidnap Rukmini, isn't it? So he has left about 7 o'clock and there's a long way to go. They are flying in the sky. The chariot was not going through the road. It was flying in the sky. The chariot was flying and to get there in the morning, about before 9 o'clock. That was the targeted time. Much earlier before that, because because the intention was, Rukmini has to be told about the message from Krishna. Rukmini still doesn't know what is going on. Rukmini is in anxiety in the palace, isn't it? In Kundinam, Rukmini is in anxiety. And there is so many things mentioned there. Rukmini's eyelid started twitching. And Rukmini took it as a good sign that something is happening. And someone will come now. Brahmana will come back with the proper message. All these things was going through Rukmini's mind. And Rukmini, it was then that Rukmini, worrying about not seeing the Brahmana for so long time, Rukmini is sitting in the palace. And Krishna and Brahmana was on their way. But what happened in Dwaraka at that time, that is more interesting. When Krishna left the palace, he never mentioned to anyone that he is on his way to Vidarbha. He never mentioned this to anybody. Not even to the guards who were there. And later on, Balaram comes back to the palace. So when Balaram came back, normally he sees Krishna in the palace. But this time Krishna wasn't there. He waited for a half an hour or so. And there was no sign of Krishna anywhere.
So Balaram thought for a while, where has Krishna gone? That generally, normally Krishna and Balaram are very close. Everything, neither of the brothers will do anything without discussing each other, what they were planning to do. That is started from day one when they came to this world. Both Krishna and Balaram, if you remember, when we discussed the childhood pastimes of Krishna, we mentioned this, that when they were lying flat on their friend, when they were lying on the back in the cot, one day Balaram asked Krishna, how does the human children behave? What age do they turn upside down from one side to the other? So Krishna asked these questions to Balaram. Balaram said, I have no knowledge about it. I don't know anything about it. What age you have to turn the other way? So Krishna says, that is a bit difficult. So we'll do one thing, Krishna says. I will turn first, you also do the same thing. And we'll start. Because for them, for Krishna and Balaram, it's very difficult to know how the human species behave, isn't it? And similarly, any other body also, it's difficult for them to know what is the correct process to follow. They have no experience, do they? If you look at Krishna's previous appearances, look at Vamanamurti. Vamanamurti was born and in a few days was 8 or 10, 6, 7 years old. And suddenly it changed like that. There was no childhood or anything like that for Vamanamurti. Narasimha's case, better not to say anything. Coming to this world itself is with a loud cry and a scream. That's how the arrival of the baby Narasimha into this world. So previous experience is not there in any of the different bodies, Krishna or Balaram. Whereas for us, if you ask any species of the 8.4 million you ask us, we will show how to do it properly. Why? Because so many times we have gone through this one after the other, one body to another body to another body, back to the old one again. So this cycle has gone on for so long that it is in our experience. We know. We can show it to Krishna. You ask us what you want us to show. We'll show you that. This is our position. So anyway, here what you will find, Balaram and Krishna, Balaram came back to the palace, didn't see Krishna there. So he was thinking, where is Krishna gone? Eventually he called one of the guards who were watching the palace and asked him, what has happened to Krishna? I have not seen him today. Says the guard says to him, I don't know, Krishna was here till about an hour ago, but after that I saw him taking the chariot and saw him going with the one Brahmana who had come to see him. Uh-huh. So Krishna says to the Balaram says to the Brahmana, so who is this Brahmana? Balaram says to the guard, who is this Brahmana who had come? So the guard did not want to say much to Balaram, thinking that if he reveals anything more than what's necessary, and if Krishna comes to know about it, if Krishna hasn't told Balaram, why should I tell Balaram about it? Because I can get into trouble. There must be some confidential program in Krishna's mind. So he was keeping back the information, was not revealing very much. Balaram sensed that. And Balaram asked him, where is Krishna gone? He says, come out, come and tell me what has happened, he said. He won't reveal anything. So he got a bit heavy with him. Balaram is like that. Balaram is not like Krishna. Very straightforward and open. If you don't listen, that's it. Finished. He has shown that many times in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam you will find. Whether you are reading Bhagavatam or whether you are doing anything else, it doesn't matter. As far as Balaram is concerned, straightforward. That's the way Balaram is. So Balaram says to the guard that, where is Krishna gone? Guard says, I don't know. So who is this Brahmana who had come? I don't know who he is. Balaram, the guard was answering like that. So what were they talking about? He said, because Balaram was thinking, who are they talking about? Brahmana says, I don't know anything, but Krishna took him to a very confidential room, into some confidence, in a private room, and they were having some special discussions going on there. But all I could see, so you didn't hear anything what they were discussing. No, I didn't hear anything. So because it was done very much in confidence, he said. All right. So Balaram says to the Brahmana, so what did Krishna tell the Brahmana at the end? He says, I heard him talking so many things, and at the end, Krishna was holding his hand and says, Tamana Ishe. He was saying like that. Tamana Ishe, he says. So Tamana Ishe. Balaram thought for a while. Balaram got the answer. Tamana Ishe means, I'll bring her here. That's what it means. So, I will bring her here means, it must be something Krishna is planning some marriage somewhere. That has to be like that. Balaram realized that. And Balaram says to the guard, that which way did they go? He said they both got in the chariot and went in the sky.
he says. And it appears that the Brahmana has come from Vidarbha, he says. Like that, Brahmana, the guard was very carefully saying, but because by now Balaram said to the guard that you can tell me what it is, you won't get into trouble. I'll make sure that Krishna doesn't give you any problem. Because between Krishna and me, there is nothing to hide. Balaram mentioned that to the guard. So the guard said a little bit more, and Balaram stood there and thought about it. That he could see. You see, Balaram and Krishna has a special glasses in their pocket. When they don't know something what's going on, they'll take their glasses and put it on. And then they will see. In the Bhagavad Gita also, if you remember, what did Krishna say to Arjuna? Arjuna was looking at the universal form and could not see anything properly. Divyam dadamide chakshu pashyame yogamaishwaram. In the Bhagavad Gita you can see. Divyam dadamide chakshu. It's a special glasses. Once you put that on, you will see everything what goes on in the rest of the whole creation. So that is what Balaram did straight away. He took the glasses and put it on. Divyam dadamide chakshu. That glasses he put it on. And he saw. What did he see? He saw Krishna and the Brahmana in the chariot going towards Vidarbha. That is what Balaram has seen. So Balaram understood the situation. Balaram saw something else going on. Meanwhile, Balaram got very furious about it. What did he see? When he saw, he looked at Kundinam, he could see from here what was going on Kundinam. Because Srinarada Maharshi has told Jarasandha this thing, that invitation has gone to Dwaraka, he heard like this. They were after the Rukmi and Jarasandha has organized a meeting of all the other kings, all these wicked personalities, Dandavatra, Shishupala, and Duryodhana, Salya, and Vidurada. All of them were there and they were having a meeting. And Balaram was seeing that meeting from here, standing in Dwaraka. What was happening in that meeting? In that meeting, Jarasandha was saying to everybody, you know, I lost 17 times to Krishna. Why did I lose? Because my army wasn't strong enough. Now that all of us are here together, what we have to do is, if those two cowboys come here again, we will arrest them because of our strength. And he was declaring and talking big, big things about himself. And we'll make sure, we'll tie their hands at the back, take them to the sea and drown them there. Tie them a heavy stone to them and put them down in the water so they'll never come up from the water again. So this was, Jarasandha is speaking this to everybody else. Balaram stood there. This is the plan. That's not bad. He wants to catch me and Krishna together, tie our hands back together at the back, and take us to the sea and drown us there. This is Jarasandha's plan. Not bad, he said. And Balaram was getting really wild at this time, because Balaram is like that. After all, who is Balaram? You have to know that. Adishesha Bhagavan, he is Anandamurti, Krishna's bed. And in Vaikuntham, he is Krishna's bed. And in Vrindavana pastimes, he is his elder brother. In the Ramachandra pastimes, he is his younger brother. And Balaram owes a lot, Krishna owes a lot to Balaram for all the assistance Balaram has given in Lakshmana's body to Ramachandra. So this time anyway, Balaram has come as elder brother. So he has a much higher responsibility. What he has done was, he called his whole army there. This was by now, the time was around 12:00 in the night. And morning, 9:00, is Rukmini going to the temple for the prayers, isn't it? So before that, the plan was to kidnap at that time, during the journey to the temple. This was the plan in Krishna's mind. So that's what the Brahmana has brought the message from Rukmini. I'll be going to the temple for the worship, and on my way back, it is a golden opportunity to carry me away from here. This is what Rukmini has very clearly made the master plan and given to Krishna what to do. And Krishna agreed with the plan. Any plan Krishna can execute, it's not a problem. So what has happened now is that Balaram called his army. They all came. At the middle of the night, he has called all his army to come. They all arrived. And he says to them, in a few hours, you have to be in Vidarbha, he says. In a few hours, you have to be in Vidarbha, he says. So the chief of the army says to Balaram, we are all human beings. We can't do such a thing. Oh, only then Balaram realized that we need some special facilities now for them to travel. All right, Balaram says to all of them, close your eyes and stand there, he says. He said to them to close their eyes and stand there. And they closed their eyes. And then in 2 seconds, Balaram says to them, open your eyes now. When he told them to open their eyes, they were all standing in Vidarbha, near the palace, all ready there, ready to receive Krishna and the Brahmana there by the time arrived there. Balaram has done this intentionally. You have to remember why Balaram did this. There is a reason behind it. Reason is this. In Vrindavana pastimes, one day when there was a big fire which happened, this is when Krishna was having his childhood pastimes in Vrindavanam, once it so happened, all the demons together set fire all around. And all the cowherd boys and everyone came up to Krishna and asked Krishna for protection. So what did Krishna do? Krishna told all of them to close their eyes, and in few seconds, Krishna moved them all from there a few miles away, isn't it? So Balaram at this time thought, I should show it to Krishna what I can do. Balaram also thought like that. Not in a simple scale like the way Krishna did in Vrindavanam, little bit better than that. So that was in the mind of Balaram. Reason for that is Balaram was upset with Krishna, that Krishna didn't tell him. Balaram was saying at that time, while speaking to the God, have you heard anywhere people getting married like this? Suddenly makes a decision and runs away from home. Not even telling his own brother. He said, what kind of marriage is this? He said. Balaram says. And Balaram was naturally a little bit irritated by the way Krishna has done that. Normally, Krishna will discuss everything with Balaram. That is normal. But there are certain instances when Krishna will act in his own independent way. Particularly when Subhadra was stolen. That you know in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it comes much later. Subhadravaharanam is another interesting story in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Parikshit Maharaj was very anxious and inquisitive to hear about Subhadra Devi's marriage. Because it's his own grandmother. And how she was abducted by Arjuna in the sannyasi dress. All that story in the Bhagavatam comes later. At that time, Krishna didn't show any concession to Balaram. Krishna cheated Balaram also there in that arranging the marriage. That comes much later. So sometimes Krishna has done like that. But by and large, the younger brother will always be very respectful to the elder brother. That is always he has maintained. And elder brother also will always bless the younger brother very nicely and give all support and assistance in all the plans. So that's how those pastimes went on. So here, Balaram was a little bit furious. Little bit, not a lot, that Krishna had gone to do some tremendous marriage without telling me. So I am his elder brother, isn't it? And Balaram has only got married recently to Devi. I mentioned that before, earlier in this chapter. So here what happened was, Krishna goes, Balaram moved the whole army to Vidarbha and he was ready there. When Krishna and the Brahmana arrived there, Balaram's army was standing there. And when Krishna saw that, he started getting a bit worried. What has happened like this? Krishna says to the Brahmana, keep the chariot a little bit behind. Because I'm sure my brother is upset with me. So Krishna's acting at each time when he wants to act. He can act. Not like Balaram. Balaram can't act. He has to do things or don't do it. That's Balaram's attitude. Krishna is not like that. Every situation, how to speak, how to act, nobody has to teach Krishna. Because you will see in the childhood pastimes already this has started. When the butter was stolen and yogurt was stolen, from those days this acting business has started. And Gopi has mesmerized the gopis with this acting, what has started then. So here, when Krishna saw that Balaram was there, ready with the army there, he knew that Balaram has come to know about it. And he had come here to see what is happening here. So what did Krishna do? Krishna told the Brahmana and the chariot a few yards away from Balaram. They stopped the chariot and told them to wait there. And Krishna walks alone to Balaram and paid a full dandavad in front of Balaram. And so that first to cool, if you pay obeisances to somebody, then naturally they will feel a little bit, normal people I'm saying, they will feel a little less. Their ego will come down a little bit, isn't it? Although Krishna and Balaram on a transcendental platform, we don't say like that. But in a mundane way, when they were executing this pastime, Krishna goes and pays a full obeisances in front of Balaram and asks for blessings for this marriage and says to Balaram, what has happened? How he had to rush here because of this message that Brahmana has brought. Balaram says, is this a Brahmana who has brought the message? He says, so Brahmana is getting worried now. That what is Balaram going to catch me now for what I have done? I am behind all these things. So you see, Brahmana, as I mentioned before, Brahmana's responsibility is to sit and chant the Gayatri instead of running around with his marriage invitation letter. So all these things were going through Brahmana's mind also. But Krishna pacified Balaram so nicely that Balaram says to the Brahmana, come here, he said. Go now and tell Rukmini that both of us are here and the army is also here, and let also Bhishmaga knows that we are here. This is how the whole scene was cooled down by Balaram in this way.
Shrutva idadat bhagavan ramo vimakshiya nrubodhyamam krishnam jegam gadam hartam kanyam kalahashangidaha balena mahadasardham bradrasneha varipluda tvaridakundinam pragal gajasharathavattimi bhishmaganyavararaho kankshan yagamanam hare pratyavatimapashyanti dvijasyachindayatadam ahotriyamandarida udvagome alparadasa nagacha charavindakshonaham vedmyatrakaranam sovinavatanedhyabhi krishnadeshahodvijaha Malsandesha Harodvijaha Abhimayanavadhyatma Drishtva Kinjil Jugupsinam Malpani Grahane Nunam Maya Dihi Kudodhyamaham. Then when the Durbhagaya Name Thadana Nikulo Maheshwara Devi Vami Mukhagavri Rudrani Girija Sadhim.
Then Rukmini is feeling distressed there. At this time Ramana hasn't arrived there, and she is saying that even Durga Devi, Girija, or Sri Parvati is not pleased with me. Otherwise, why everything is going on like this?
Devi va vimukha gavri rudrani girija sadi.
For marriage, a good marriage, one should worship Sri Parvati. That is the system. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also it mentions there. So, our Rukmini Devi is praying to Sri Parvati that why Brahmana hasn't come back.
Evam chindayadi bala govinda khadamanasa. Govinda Khadamanasa, Nemila Yada Kalatya, Netraja, Ashrula Akule.
Rukmini's tears were coming from Rukmini's eyes, thinking about Govinda Khadamanasa, thinking about Krishna all the time.
Evam Madhva Pradikshandyo Govinda Agamanam Nrabha Vama Urur Bhujo Netramaskuran Priyabhashinam.
That her left eye was twitching, and that was a good sign. She thought like that. And waiting for the Brahmana to come.
Sadam prahrishtavadanam abhyagra almagadim sadi alakshalakshanabhitnya samavapachuvichismidaha tasyam avedayal praptam shasham sayadunandanam uktam ja satyavajanam almavanayanam pradi tamagadam samanyaya vaidharbi hrishtamanasa napashyandi brahmanaya premanyananamasa prapto oshutva asodahidurudvaha prakshana olsugav abhayaturya goshena ramakrishnau samarhanim. Madhubarka Ubani Yamasam Siviraja Amsisa Upayana Anyajushtani Vidhival Samapujayan Tayor Niveshanam Srimad Upagalpi Mahamadi Sasainyoyo Sanigayo Adityam Vidadeyatha Evam Rakyana Samedanam Yathaviryam Yathavaya Yatharbalam Yathavitam Sarvaikamai Samarhayan Krishna Magala Magarnam Vidharpa Viravasina Agatanetranjalivi Pavustanmukha Bangajam.
That by now Krishna and Balaram has arrived. Then it has become morning and the whole Kundinam has come to know about the arrival of Krishna and Balaram. And the palace was informed by the Brahmana that Krishna and Balaram has arrived. So Bhishmaga, that is Rukmini's father, were very happy that they had come. Because, as I mentioned before, Rukmini's mother and Bhishmaga would have very much liked to marry Rukmini to Krishna. This was their very desire in their heart. But due to this Rukmi, who was the problem, it could not be done. And therefore, they were very unhappy. But still, Krishna and Balaram had come. So there must be some intent motive behind it. This was the way Bhishmaga thought. And naturally, as a king, he arranged for their facilities for them to stay. Because Krishna and Balaram are the royal family from Dwaraka. And therefore, they had to be received nicely.
Vidarbha Puravasina Agatha Netra Anjalivi Pamukha Sanmukha Bangajam.
Now what's happening in Kundinam, what was happening there was that all the people who saw Krishna and Krishna's beauty, they started saying like this, that that this is the right choice for our princess. Princess Rukmini. Rukmini was loved by everybody in Dwaraka, and they were talking about the beauty of Krishna for a while. They were saying, if there is only one match for Rukmini to marry, and that's Krishna. Krishna magadamagarnya vidharbhavirvasina agatnetranjalivi prabhustanmukhamangajam tasseiva bhaiya bhavidam rukmini arkhadina aparam asavapyanavadhyatma bhaishmya samuchitapadi kinjul sujaridam yannasthena dushtastrila okakral anugrihnanugrihnadu vaidharbhyabhani achyudaham. Then, this is the scene in the Vidharbha palace, in the palace of Bhishmaga. Bhishmaga's palace. Padhyam Yo Drashtam Bhavanya Pada Pallavam Sajanudhyayini Samya Mukunda Charanam Bhujam. That Rukmini was praying to Sri Parvati at the same time thinking about Krishna all the time. And the morning has come, and by now Rukmini has to go to the temple. That is the system in the palace. The day before the tomorrow is the marriage, that means this morning, today, they'll go in the morning to the temple. And Sri Parvati was there, and it is the temple of owned by the palace themselves. So Rukmini had the complete freedom. It's not a temple open to everybody. It is a temple maintained by the palace. So Rukmini had the full freedom to do what she has to do there. And when she went there, so she is on her way to the temple. That is where we are now.
Gupta Yadavang Madhur Visartham Sagibhi Parivarida Gupta Rajabade Shure Sanadhirudhyada Ide Mudanga Shankapanavasuja Bhiresha Jagmire.
When Rukmini was going to the temple, it is not that just she walks like that to the temple. She is accompanied by the musical instruments of her arrival, because she is a princess, isn't it? Of the big family, royal family. And so it was very grand arrangements, like the musical instruments that was played, and soldiers in the front, soldiers at the back, and a real royal procession was going towards the temple. And Rukmini was in the middle being taken for that, and Rukmini was walking towards the temple with all this procession.
Nano Bahara Belivirvara Mukhya Sahasrasha Sraghandam Sraghandam Vastrabharane Dijabatnya Solam Kada Gayan Raschasuvandashagaya Gava Devadagam Parivari Vadhum Jagmo Sudama Agadavandinaha Asadya Devi Sadanam Dhaudabadagara Ambuja Upasprashishi Shanda Pravivesham Bigandigam.
Rukmini performed the purificatory ceremonies, everything, to go into the temple. And Durga Devi's temple, Sri Parvati's temple, was very nicely decorated, and the pujaris, everyone were there, and there was also women of the Brahmana women who were present there to assist Rukmini Devi in her worship at the temple. So Rukmini Devi comes in front of Sri Parvati and prays to Sri Parvati. What was the prayer?
Namasye tuambige bhishnam swasandana yudam shivam. Namasye tuambige bhishnam swasandana shivam yudam yudam shivam bhuyan padirmer bhagavan krishna stodanumodadam. Namasye tuambige bhishnam.
Sri Parvati, paying her obeisances, Rukmini Devi has paid her obeisances to Sri Parvati and says to her,
Namasye tuambige bhishnam susandana yudam shivam.
That along with your husband, Lord Shiva, and along with your children, who are the Ganesh and Kartikeya, they are her two children. Sri Parvati has three children, Ganesh and Kartikeya, two boys, and Bhadragali, a daughter. That is the Lord Shiva's family. Sri Parvati, Lord Shiva, and then these two boys and Bhadragali. So,
Namasye tuambige vishnam swasandana yudam shivam bhuyan padirme bhagavan krishna swadanumodadam.
That she was praying, Rukmini was praying to Sri Parvati, please bless me so that Krishna will come as my husband. How should you bless me, Sri Parvati? At that time, from the deity, Sri Parvati spoke and blessed Rukmini at that time, that everything will come auspiciously, everything will happen properly. So when Rukmini Devi prayed to Sri Parvati like that, she also wanted the blessings, the mercy from her children, particularly Ganesh, as well as from Kartikeya also. They also blessed Rukmini Devi at that time.
നമസ്യേ ത്വാംബികേ വിഷ്ണു സ്വസന്താനയുതാം ശിവം ഭൂയാൻ പതിർമേ ഭഗവാൻ കൃഷ്ണ സദനുമോദദാം. Krishna should come as my husband. That was the only prayer Rukmini had. When Rukmini was blessed by Shri Parvati, Rukmini handed over various presents to all the Brahmana women who were present there in the temple, took all their blessings before returning back to the palace. So this is the occasion now. Rukmini's heart has started beating fast because it is the whole risk now. What's going to happen? As soon as Rukmini turned back from the temple and saw the whole army standing there, not only Balaram with his army, by now Sri Narada Maharshi has done the job, gone and done something else. What did Narada Muni do? Narada Muni by now sensed that all these kings were taking their own, they were in their palaces, they were all staying in their palaces. They were not taking very serious note of this, that Rukmini was going to be kidnapped at this time. So they were thinking that during the marriage ceremony, if Krishna and Balaram comes, we will see. They were organizing in that way. So when Sri Narada Maharshi saw that the plan, because Sri Narada Maharshi, Narada Muni knew what the plan was very well in advance. So Narada Muni, what he did do? He goes in to everyone, to all the kings, and tells them that I have got information, he says to them. I got very confidential information. It is that Rukmini has gone to the temple. On her way back, she'll be kidnapped. This is the message I've got, he said. I'm just telling you because I came to know in advance. I thought it's my duty to tell you. The usual way Narada Muni's presentation has done. So Narada Muni goes up to them and says to them that a letter has gone to Krishna, Narada Muni says. Somebody has taken a letter from here. I don't know who it is. And Rukmini had sent the letter asking Krishna to come, and he had come. And he is there already staying somewhere. Balaram is there. Everybody is there. As soon as Jarasandha heard this, he became very furious about it. Who on earth has done this? He said. He goes to Rukmini and others. All these things are more discussed in Mahabharata, not in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam doesn't give so much importance to in detail those things. But because Rukmini Swayamvaram is such an important episode, in the Mahabharatam it runs into many, many pages. So here what happened was, Krishna says to the Rukmini decided that she came out of the temple and started walking back. When she started walking back, by now Narada Muni's trick has worked. Narada Muni has told the kings, and the kings immediately arrived on the scene with all their army. By now, the whole route from the temple back to the palace is completely filled with soldiers. And that too, soldiers from all different kings, they were all standing there, ready to act as soon as they get the instructions. This is how it was. It was all done in a rush. And when Rukmini, while going to the temple, she didn't see any of these things. It wasn't there. But by the time she was coming back, the whole scene was filled with soldiers. And Rukmini naturally became very nervous. She was very nervous. What's going to happen now? And there is no sign of Krishna anywhere. He hasn't done anything so far. Krishna is still thinking what is the next thing to do, when to make the move. Isn't it? So Krishna was standing like that, and that's where it is. Namaste Twambige Vishnam Sasandana Yudam Shivam Bhuyar Padirme Bhagavan Krishna Sadanumodadam All the kings have arrived with their armies, and they are ready for the fight. And they were all very wicked people. Rukmini was very aware of that. None of them were very very decent, or none of them were people whom Rukmini wanted to do anything with. So she had already made up her mind, including Shishuvala. She never thought of them very high. And Rukmini started getting very worried about it. Tasse Sriyastha Pradu Shesham Yujira Ashisha Sabhyo Devi Namaschakre Shesham Jajagrihe Vadum. That Sri Narada Maharshi has told that Rukmini will be stolen now. That's going to happen. He has told the kings like this. So they have merely prepared.
Muni Vradamada Tektva Nishakramam Biga Agrahal Pragrihya Panina Vrityam Ratnamudra Vashobhina.
That what has happened now is that Rukmini Devi is coming out of the temple holding the hand of her maid. She was holding the hand of her Dasi and they were coming out. And Rukmini was looking and there was no Krishna there. Krishna wasn't anywhere nearby. And Rukmini was getting worried. There's not much time left now, isn't it? So only the return journey has just started. So when Rukmini came out, all the kings were looking at Rukmini. All the kings were present there. And Rukmini did something at this time in order to change the scene. What did she do? That is in the next verse.
Tam deva mayamiva vira mohinim sumadhyamam kundalamandidananam shyamam nidam varpidaratnam ekhalam venjalsanim kundala shangidekshanam. See that word. Tam deva mayamiva vira mohinim.
Shri Shugan says to Parikshit, sometime back I mentioned about Mohini Murthy's appearance. Do you remember? He says that who is Mohini Murthy in the 8th canto, if you remember, when the churning of the milk ocean happened and the nectar was stolen by the demons, Krishna took the form of Mohini Murthy. That's a beautiful pastime in the 8th canto. And then seeing the beauty of Mohini Murthy, Krishna's beauty in the Mohini form, all the demons fell down. They couldn't do anything. Because including Mahabali, the head of the demons, they were willing to do anything, all they want. They didn't want the nectar or anything. They just wanted Mohini. That's all. That was the scene then. If you remember, the beauty of Mohini was such. By sheer exhibiting her beauty, Mohini Murthy, Krishna took that dress of Mohini and in that form completely cheated the demons and took the nectar, pot of nectar from them and gave it to the demigods, isn't it? That is the story of the churning the milk ocean, that famous pastime, which is very famous pastime in the 8th canto when Sri Shugan spoke this to Parikshit. And there, Mohini Murthy's beauty has affected who? Who was affected by that? Lord Shiva was affected by that, isn't it? And who is Lord Shiva? Lord Shiva is not a personality who will be easily affected by such things. Because when Cupid personified Kamadeva came, one instance, tried to disturb by opening the third eye from the fire that came out, Cupid became ashes. It was made into ashes. That is Lord Shiva. Not easily disturbed. His name itself is Tanuman. Tanuman means one who can sit like a pillar without moving anymore, anywhere. That is how he sits in the yogic posture in Kailasa when he performs his meditations on Sankarsana Murti. So great sages go to Lord Shiva for instructions. And Lord Shiva instructs them on the science of transcendental knowledge. Brahmavidya, as it's called. So that Lord Shiva, normally he will not be affected by any of these things. But even that Lord Shiva was affected by Mohini Murthy. That you know in the 8th canto. And even though Sri Parvati and Ganesh and others were with him when they went to Vaikuntha to see Krishna there, as soon as this Mohini Murthy's form came out, immediately Lord Shiva was completely affected by that. Not only that, he pursued Mohini Murthy all over the three worlds. That is how Srimad Bhagavatam says about that. So in order to captivate Lord Shiva, Krishna has exhibited that form of Mohini. And that Lord Shiva who succeeded, who actually failed in that test, strictly speaking, Lord Shiva failed because of the beauty. Eventually Lord Shiva says to Krishna that I lost my brahmachari life because of this. And all that things are there. So that Mohini Murthy is more beautiful than anyone else. It was because Krishna himself took that form, isn't it?
So naturally you can imagine how much beautiful it should be. But here it says, and Sri Shukan has mentioned this to Parikshit at that time, that I have not seen a beauty like this. And you have to also remember, who is Sri Shukan? Sri Shukan is a brahmachari, isn't it? So when a brahmachari is making a comment about a woman, and that to a proper brahmachari like Sri Shukan, when he is making a comment, it means something, isn't it? Not ordinary people like us, who sees beauty everywhere. We are so advanced that we will see beauty in anything and everything. That's our mind. But Sri Shukan is not like that. Sri Shukan is not easily affected like that. So Sri Shukan's case was different. Sri Shukan says that, at that time I mentioned about one Mohini Murthy. Do you remember? Sri Parikshit says yes. But here somebody else, even that Mohini Murthy, when she saw this form of Rukmini, was captivated by that beauty. That was the power of that form, what Rukmini exhibited at that time. Deliberately she did this. Why? Because Maya is also under her control. If she wants to do that, it only takes a second. And what was the result? Result was that all those kings who were standing there, when they saw this beauty of Rukmini, they all fell on the ground. All of them paid their obeisances straight away, seeing the beauty. That was such a beautiful form Rukmini exhibited at that time. That's what it says. Tam deva mayam iva vira mohinim sumadhyamam kundalam andidananam shyamam nidamba arpidaratnam eghalam venjalstanim kundala shangidekshanam. That our Rukmini, what she has done, she just moved her eyelashes. That was enough. Just opened the eyes and started looking at them once or twice. That was enough for them. They could not imagine that such a beauty existed in the whole creation. The kings had never seen that, a beauty like that before. That was Rukmini's beauty at that time. Tam deva mayam iva vira mohinim sumadhyamam kundalam andidananam shyamam nidam varpidaratnam eghalam venjalstanim kundala shangidekshanam shujismidam bimbhavala adharadyudi shonayamanadvijakunda gudmalam Pada chalandim kalaham sagamanim sinjal kalan ubhiradhama shobhina vilokya viramahu mumuhu samagada shasvina salkrada krichayardida. That many of the kings who saw that eyes of Rukmini Devi at that time, they collapsed there on the ground, and Rukmini's beauty was such that all the kings who were present there, they wanted to marry Rukmini very badly. They had such a strong desire developed in their heart, but didn't know what to do about it. And at the same time, what was happening with Rukmini? Rukmini was very much in. Rukmini was wondering, where is Krishna? Krishna couldn't be seen anywhere else. And so Rukmini also knew that she had to give enough time for Krishna to come. Brahmana has come and told Rukmini that Krishna has come. So Rukmini knew that Krishna was going to come, but where is Krishna? Now the time is running out because the bridegroom has to be present there, isn't it, for the marriage. Otherwise, who gets worried? The bride will get worried, and also all the bride family will get worried. For example, suppose there is a marriage downstairs in the temple room. Marriage is fixed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The bride family and the party has arrived. Bridegroom has also arrived, but at the time of marriage, bridegroom is missing. So somebody asked, where is the bridegroom? Someone says, we saw him going through the other door, the other way. So he has gone to the other gate, to Lashmurkhit or somewhere else like that. If somebody says that, then there will be naturally terrible anxiety here, because on the auspicious time they have fixed up, the bridegroom has to be present, isn't it? So if the bridegroom is gone missing, there will be immediate search will start. And naturally, there will be terrible anxiety in all sides, isn't it? So similarly, here, our Rukmini Devi was wondering what has happened to Krishna. Where is Krishna? This is what was going through Rukmini's mind. So Rukmini was worrying. So Rukmini wanted to give enough time for Krishna to come and to take her away from there. This was so every step, as slow as possible, she was walking. As slow as possible, she was trying to walk back to the palace. She kept going. At every step, the kings were seeing her and they didn't know what to say because they were completely enamored by the beauty of Rukmini and they couldn't say one word about anything.
And they were all waiting to see what was going to happen. After a while, what happened was,
Yam vikshade nirbadayasta udaraha asavrida avaloga kratashayasam ujjidastram pedukshido gajaratha ashwagadavimuna yatra chalena harayir payadim swashobham.
Sri Shukan says here that some of the kings were sitting on the top of the horses. They all came down from the horses. They fell off from there, from the horses, seeing Rukmini. Some of them were on top of the elephants. They fell from the top of the elephants, seeing Rukmini. Because you can imagine why, can't you? If you sit on the top of the elephant and Rukmini is walking on the ground, you won't be able to see her properly. So in order that desire, this opportunity of seeing Rukmini properly, they were all falling from elephants, horses everywhere, and falling on the ground in that process. Just wanted to see Rukmini, how beautiful she looked. And that's all. Deliberately Rukmini did this, made her more beautiful than anyone could imagine. As Sri Shukan says here, even the Mohini Murti were affected by that. Mohini Murti will not be able to stand next to her, because if she stands next to her, people will look at Rukmini more than the Mohini Murti. That was the situation then. So when these things happened, there was one personality who was not affected by all these things. He was sitting in his chariot, Krishna. Krishna is saying here, it is mentioned here also in the same way. Saivam shanai chalayati. Saivam shanai chalayati. Chala palpa dosha upraptim tada bhagavada prasamikshamana ulsarya vamagarajai alagana vangai praptan hechananuban dadrushe achyudam sa. See, one Sri Shukan uses the word achyudam. Achyudam means there is one person who was not affected by all these eyes of Rukmini. Or anything, who will, achyuta means one who does not fall down, infallible. That is the word, one who has no chyuti, he is achyuta. So our Krishna was present there, who will not fall down by all these eyes, lashes or Rukmini's beauty. And he was sitting in the chariot there. And now, when Rukmini came closer, what did she see? She saw on one side of the road, Krishna in the chariot, standing there, and on the other side, Rukmini is standing there, her brother, with the chariot ready to go back to the palace. So, little step by step, Rukmini is walking back. Now, who has to act now? Krishna has to act. But Krishna is not acting. Krishna is not doing anything. Just sitting there and looking at Rukmini. And Rukmini is getting nervous. Nothing is happening. And you can imagine, sometimes during the marriage, you have to put the garlands, isn't it? Exchange the garlands. The husband is sitting there looking at Krishna and Radharani, and not mind is somewhere else about the job. He has to go back to work, earn money, mortgage, and all other things are going through his mind at the time of marriage. But the bride just wants the garland on the neck somehow. The business has to be finished. That is her anxiety, first thing. But he is thinking something else. If you can imagine a scene like that, if it happens, what will happen? Well, how the situation will be. So that's exactly what was happening here. Krishna is not doing anything. Just sitting there in the chariot and watching. So Rukmini is slowing down as much as she can, so that to give enough time for Krishna to come and do something about it. Now Krishna has to act. Rukmini has given the plan. Rukmini has done everything what she has to do. Krishna has to act, but Krishna is not doing anything. And Rukmini is looking from the chariot. Rukmini expected that Rukmini will come and board the chariot and he will take her back to the palace. That was the plan. And Rukmini won't start any fight unless and until something Krishna starts. Rukmini knew that Krishna was there in the chariot. And Rukmini was also aware that all the other kings with their armies are also present there. If a fight starts, we know how to handle it. This was, Rukmini was full of confidence at that time. So with all this in the background, Rukmini was going slowly and slowly. Krishna was not doing anything. Just staying quiet and looking at Rukmini like this. So, Shastra says, Krishna is like that with devotees. Krishna will not let you in easily to the spiritual world. He will give you a lot of tests before he takes you back. He will not accept a devotee easily. You can't go back and tell Krishna that I've done all this for you, now I'm ready to come. Krishna is not waiting there for us like that. Simply by surrender and humility, when Krishna feels that this person is qualified to come back to the spiritual world, to Krishna's world, then one can go back. Up to that point, one has no choice.
Krishna will test everybody. No one can go back to Krishna without being tested sufficiently. The qualification has to come for the living conditioned soul. Living entity's nature is like that. And even with Rukmini, that is what Krishna has done. Krishna wouldn't act first. Given enough time, let Rukmini get through the whole distress in her mind, experience it before she... Although Rukmini was Krishna's wife in the Vaikuntham as Mahalakshmi, and Adharani in Goloka, that is all the same personality. Sidadevi in Ayodhya and Rukmini in Dwaraka, they are the same personality. So here what we find is Rukmini was hesitating and not knowing which direction to turn, to this chariot or to the other chariot, and this was her mood. That time Balaram turns around to Krishna, what are you waiting for, he says to Krishna. Only then Krishna woke up from that, from the mood. What he had to do, he realized what he had to do, got up from there, came out and says to, that is not a chariot, this is our chariot. Held Rukmini's hand and went up to the chariot straight away. You can see the next words. Tam raja ganyam radham aru rukshadim jahara krishno dushadam samikshadam radham samaropya suvarna lakshanam rajanya jakram paribhuya madhava. Madhava decided, now that is one, come in here, he said. Held Rukmini and took her to the chariot and put her in the chariot at the back. And Krishna also got into the chariot and was ready to leave. Now let's see what happens at that time. That was Krishna's mood. Now, what did Balaram do at this time? That is in the next words you can see. Tadau yayau rama purogamai shanai srigala madhya adiva bhaga hridhari. Srigala madhya adiva bhaga hridhari. Just like a lion's portion when in the middle of a feast, like it is when it's being trying to be stolen by a fox, how that scene will be. That's what's tadayayo rama virogamai shanai srigala madhya diva bhaga hridhari tammanina swabhimavam yashakshayam pare jarasandam shanasehire akodigasman yashamatha thanvenam gobay hridam kesarinam mrigairivam. That Rukmini was praying to Krishna before that, please do not test me anymore. I do not have the strength to withstand all this testing, what is being done on me. I have lost all my strength. And if you do not protect me at this point in time, I have no other shelter. Rukmini was praying to Krishna continuously, and at the same also to Sri Parvati, to bless her to get this marriage done happily. So with this, Rukmini was taken into the chariot by Krishna. So Balaram comes forward and says to Krishna that you take Rukmini and you go back to Dwaraka. Let's see what happens. And I will stay here and I will sort out this mess here with these kings. Whoever wants to fight, because I don't want them to feel that we have come like cowards and stolen them and gone. No, we are not like that. We will do what we have to do. And Balaram very openly told the kings who are present there, including Rukmini, that Krishna is going to take Rukmini back to Dwaraka and going to marry her. If anyone wants to fight, I'm ready for it. Or if anyone wants to attend the marriage festival, they are welcome to Dwaraka, the feast is ready. This was Balaram's words to them. That is exactly how Balaram has spoken to them. Balaram told them, all of you are welcome to Dwaraka for the feast and for the ceremony. But if you're not happy, you want to fight, I'm ready for it, he says. As soon as Balaram said this, immediately there was a fight started everywhere. You can imagine how Balaram acted, how sensibly in that condition. Imagine, suppose any one of us were in Balaram's position, what we would have done at that time. What we would have done, I can tell you what we would have done. When Krishna and Rukmini has boarded the chariot, we will also look, can I also get into the chariot and see what they are talking to each other. This is how our mind will go. We won't think about the rest of the thing, what's happening there. That's the other's problem. Now the marriage will go with the main chariot. What is going back to Dwaraka? We'll be a part of the main party, which is what we'll show our importance like that, to be with the bride and bridegroom and go back. That's what we are like. But Balaram was not like that. Balaram says to Krishna, Rukmini, you take Rukmini, go back to Dwaraka, and I'll come back after this is over. This this fight here. I'm ready for the fight, he said. And Balaram's attitude, they're all Kshatriyas, isn't it? The Kshatriyas are one thing. Every marriage, they have to have a fight. Without a fight, the marriage is not complete. That is also in their nature. And it is just the way they are, that in every marriage, without a fight, if it goes smoothly, you have to consider very fortunate. So Balaram was aware of all this because they are used to all this stealing the Swayamvaram and also the stealing the princesses. This is very common among the Kshatriya kings. They are used to all these kind of things. You will say so many instances in Mahabharatam, Arjuna goes at different places along with the Pandavas together during their exile in the forest. Many things happened and it's quite common. It's not unnatural for the Kshatriyas. And here what has happened is, when Krishna went back to Dwaraka with Rukmini, our Rukmini follows them in his chariot to have a fight with Krishna. So after a while, what happened? Krishna was tolerating. After all, his brother-in-law, isn't it, following him. So you have to be considerate to Rukmini also. But brother-in-law has no such consideration. Brother-in-law is ready to fight, attack Krishna. Eventually, when it became unbearable, Krishna decided to fight with Rukmini. Not only he fought with Rukmini, he shaved him up and tied him to the chariot, the wheel of the chariot, and kept him there. And they arrived in Dwaraka. They were there. So what did Balaram do? Balaram had a big fight with all these kings who were present there, like Duryodhana, Salya, Dandavatra, and many others, Pandraga, and so many of them. And he beat every one of them very badly. They all ran away from there for life. They had to escape from there because Balaram, when Balaram wants to do something, no one can stop him. That's Balaram. Balaram is like that. Adishesha Bhagavan, isn't it? In the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find this whole creation, universe, is like a mustard seed on one of his roots. That is how Balaram is. It's just like a mustard seed. And when Chitrakedu went to see him in the spiritual, once in the sixth canto, that story mentions about King Chitrakedu. Sri Narada Maharshi sent Chitrakedu to Vaikuntha. When he went to Vaikuntha, Krishna wasn't there. He has gone somewhere else. Krishna wasn't there in Vaikuntha. Who was there? Balaram was there. And Balaram gave transcendental knowledge to Chitrakedu. He was given the instructions to Chitrakedu about the transcendental knowledge. Yes, it is instructions, transcendental instructions. All spiritual instructions, when received from a personality, great personality, it will have its impact. You know that, how it happens. That is why taking these instructions from a great personality does help in spiritual life. Because due to the strength, intense strength of their tapasya, or their austerities and penances and purity and their simplicity and their spiritual position, whatever they say will come true. If a personality give a mercy like that to someone and give the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead, that's a big thing. That is why receiving instructions from a great authority is considered to be highly effective for an ordinary conditioned soul. Sometimes you will find in the Shastram many examples like that. Ordinary people, they had nothing. But they had the good fortune of receiving the spiritual instructions from a great personality. And it will have its impact automatically. You can immediately experience that. For example, you look in Srimad Bhagavatam, if you look, you will find Prahlada got initiated from whom? Sri Narada Maharshi. Dhruva Maharaj got initiated from whom? Sri Narada Maharshi. So depending on the position of the teacher or the person who is giving these spiritual instructions, it will have its effect also on the disciple who is receiving the instructions. And that is what you find here. That Sri Narada Maharshi, when he gives initiation to anyone, never in the history you will find that person had any difficulty in spiritual life. In one lifetime, he is back in spiritual world. That is a normal system. So similarly, here, Chitrakedu got initiated by whom? By Balaram, isn't it? Balaram initiated Chitrakedu. And there he gives the transcendental instructions to Chitrakedu. So that's how Chitrakedu came out of his material existence. That is in the sixth canto, that story. So here, now what happens with Balaram is, Balaram fought and thrown away all of them from there, and Balaram was on his way back to Dwaraka. When he got to Dwaraka, what does he see? He's seeing there Rukmi tied to the wheel, standing there, fully shaved up, and not only properly shaved up, you know, like the modern hairstyles, some of them, half shaven here, half shaven there, and all sorts of things coming out, latest fashions, everything. Rukmi was standing there in this state of hairstyle, everything like this. Balaram went up to Krishna and told Krishna, "What have you done like this to Rukmi? After all, he's our relative, isn't it? You're going to marry Rukmini, and this is a brother-in-law. If you are done like this, what people will come for the marriage, and they will see brother-in-law standing like this in this dress. You can imagine what will be the situation. What will people talk about us? Is that very nice thing what you have done like this?" Balaram chastised Krishna very much in that for doing this to Rukmini. So by now Rukmini, you have to see what's happening. Rukmini is simply crying. What is, because of me all these things have happened, and because of me all this fight has happened. Rukmi, my own brother Rukmi, I have made him to get offended like this, and he has developed this enmity towards Krishna. What is going to happen after the marriage? All these sorts of thoughts are going through Rukmini's mind. In the middle, Balaram comes there and says to Rukmini, "There is no point in crying. We are all Kshatriyas, we are like this. That if you come to live with us, this is what you can expect from us." Balaram says to Rukmini. So adding more to the wound, you know, it's not allowing to heal. Rukmini was started crying more. So then Balaram says to Krishna that we can't do this to Rukmini. You could have done this after the marriage was over. But when the marriage happened, so many people will come. And what will they think about us? What kind of people are we? That brother-in-law is there. They will come and see brother-in-law, Rukmini's brother, standing there, fully shaved up like this, half shaved there, and tied both hands to the wheel. Imagine that scene, that in a marriage you go like this. But Balaram says, this is not unusual with us, he says. We have all these kind of marriages, you know. And particularly this marriage is considered to be Rakshasam. In a demonic way, Krishna has executed this marriage. So whatever it is, Krishna tolerated everything, and Rukmini also could not say anything else. And Balaram says to Rukmini that there's nothing I can do about it, but untied Rukmini's hands from the chariot wheel and told him like this. Balaram shouted at him and told him, "You shameless person, you come here," and without saying, Rukmini told him to get out from there immediately and leave the place. Rukmini was so ashamed that he had to leave. He couldn't go back to his own place, because nothing could be done. When Krishna and Balaram has decided to do this, he has to accept that. So what did he do? He went away from Dwaraka, but he didn't go back to Kundinam. He built another city, which is still there. I don't think the name has changed very much. It's called Bhojakadam. In that place called Bhojakadam, he built a palace for himself, a house for himself, and he stayed there, saying that he will take revenge on Krishna. Till he gets Rukmini back, he won't go back to Vidarbha. That was the vow he has taken, and he stayed back in Bhojakadam. So Rukmi has gone, Balaram is back at the palace, now the marriage. Big marriage ceremony. Big marriage ceremony means, for this marriage, who has all come, you have to remember. In this marriage, all the great sages, they have come. All of them. After all, Krishna's marriage, isn't it? How can they stay away? Invitation had gone to everywhere. Who was the person going to invite? Can anybody say? Narada Maharshi. Narada Maharshi was the person behind the whole operations, the project management, completely in Narada Muni's hands. Narada Muni has invited all the sages for the marriage. Every single great personality, they had come there for the marriage. From Vrindavanam, all the gopis had come. Yashoda Devi had come. Nanda Maharaj had come. Vasudeva and Devaki were already there. And all the relatives of Devaki and Vasudeva, they have also come. So it was one of the greatest marriages in the history, Krishna's marriage to Rukmini. And the Garga Maharshi performed the sacrifice ceremony, therefore, for the marriage. And in the sacrifice, after Garga Muni has performed the homam and yagam, everything for the marriage sacrifice, and at the same time, Brahmanas were chanting the Vedic mantras, and Krishna and Rukmini were present there. At the same time, Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj arrived on the scene. Yashoda Devi brought a golden chain and put it on Rukmini's neck. So Rukmini didn't know straight away who it was. Krishna says to Rukmini, "This is my mother." And when Krishna said that, Rukmini immediately paid her obeisances to Yashoda Devi. There is a reason in all these things to say, because although Yashoda Devi was there, Devaki Devi was also there, isn't it? But for Krishna, real relationship with is Yashoda, because it's Yashoda who brought him up. And also Krishna knew Devaki Devi will never be able to feel that relationship with Krishna like Yashoda used to feel. That lalana, or in other words, how a mother looks after her own children, that attachment and affection that has grown up between Yashoda and Krishna didn't exist between Devaki and Krishna. So therefore, Krishna always wanted that Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj always present there all the time in all the ceremonies. And Krishna could not ever imagine a marriage without the presence of Yashoda Devi. Because from the day when they left Vrindavanam, that relationship has been a little bit affected because of the separation from Krishna. Yashoda Devi was experiencing difficulty. But Krishna made sure that Yashoda will always be remembered by the devotees for this particular incident. How Yashoda Devi came forward and Rukmini Devi took the blessings from Yashoda Devi for the marriage. And it was then that so many presents were brought in. All these great, great personalities, great sages, they have all come on the scene. And they started blessing Krishna and Rukmini to be happily married from then on. You can imagine, that's like in the, you can see these great sages, how powerful they were. And Krishna is always respectful to them. Krishna's respect for the sages is well known. Sages and the brahmanas, as we mentioned before, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Go Brahmana Hidayaja, Jagadhidaya Krishnaya, Govindaya Namo Nama. So Krishna is like that, and the sages were showering their blessings on Krishna. And at that time, Krishna and Rukmini sat on a throne for all the people in Dwaraka to come and pay their respects to Krishna. They came in large numbers and they wanted to see their new new queen of Dwaraka, Rukmini Devi. And they came, offered their presents to Krishna and Rukmini Devi. And many elders, they blessed Krishna and Rukmini Devi after the marriage. Younger people came and paid their respects to Krishna and Rukmini and they went back. And we, sitting here discussing this marriage, we have nothing to offer except that we pray to Krishna and Rukmini that they give us the understanding of this marriage. Because from this, in this life today, especially in the modern world, marriage is not more any sacred institution. That also you have to remember. That the value of marriage in the Vedic culture is very, very high. It has lost its value today because of the way its situation has developed in this world. That people do not consider marriage as any more a auspicious thing in life. And therefore so much unhappiness also in life, in so many people's life. And when all these things are happening, Rukmini, Krishna executed Grihastha Ashramam to show us that householder life is not in any way inferior to any other ashram. Even in householder life, one can execute spiritual life. Nothing can stop it. And this this relationship with Krishna and Rukmini, what you have seen in the Srimad Bhagavatam, for many chapters from now, you will see how that relationship in Krishna and Rukmini grew up. And there are so many interesting parts which comes later on from now. So we pay our respects to Krishna and Rukmini. We will continue this chapter further. Chapter 54. Shri Shuka Uvacham Idi Sarve Susam Radha Vahana Rukhyadam Shidaha Sway Swayarbale Parikranda Anyuayur Dhradagar Mugaham Tano Padadamalo Kayadavani Gayudhava Talstu Salsam Mukharajanis Turjya Sathanum Shidem Ashwaprishte Gajaskandhe Radhopaste Chako Vidaha Mumuchu Sharavarshani Megham Adrishwa Bhoyatha Patyur Balam Sharasare ഛന്നം വീക്ഷിസു മധ്യമാ സവ്രീഡമൈക്ഷതദ്വക്ത്രം ഭയ വിഹ്വലലോചന പ്രഹസ്യ ഭഗവാനാഹ മാസ്മ ഭൈർവാമലോചനേ വിനക്ഷതുതുനൈവൈതൽതാവകൈ ശാത്രവം ബലം തേഷാം തദ്വിക്രമം വീര ഗതസംഘർഷണാദയ അമൃഷ്യമാണ നാരാചേർ ജഗ്നുർഹയ ഗജാൻ രഥാൻ പേദുശ്യാം സിരഥിനാമശ്വിനാം ഗജിനാം ഭുവി സകുണ്ടലകിരീടാനി കിരീടാനി സോഷ്ണീഷാണി ച കോടിഷാം ഹസ്താ സാസികദ്വേഷ്വാസ കരഭ ഉരവോംഘ്രയ അശ്വാശ്വതരനാഘോഷ്ടം ഖരമർത്യശിരാംസി ചാം ഹന്യമാനബലാനീകാ വൃഷ്ണിഭേർജയകാംക്ഷിവി രാജാനോ വിമുഖാ ജഗ്മുർജരാസന്ധപുരസ്സരാഹ ശിശുബാലം സമഭേദ്യ ഹൃദദാരം ഇവേതുരം നഷ്ടദ്വിഷം ഗതോത്സാഹം ശുഷ്യദ്വദനമബ്രുവൻ ഭോ ഭോ പുരുഷശാർദൂല ദൗർമനസ്യമിതം ത്യജ ന പ്രിയാ പ്രിയയോ രാജൻ നിഷ്ഠാ ദേഹിഷു മഷ്യതേ യഥാ ദാരുമൈ യോഷീ നൃത്യതേ കുഹകേച്ഛയ ഏവം ഈശ്വരതന്ത്രോയം ഇഹദേ സുഖദുഃഖയോഹം. What is happening is the whole plan is collapsed, isn't it, for Rukmi. So Rukmi never went back to Kundinam. And Shishubala, who has come to marry, you can imagine his situation. Just imagine what is Shishubala's situation. The marriage was all arranged. He came to the temple to marry. When he came here, he saw bride going with somebody else somewhere. So what will happen to the bridegroom? This was Shishubala's situation. So Shishubala was in a predicament. He didn't know what to say, what to do in this. So Jarasandha comes up to him. And there is a consolation of Jarasandha, of Shishubala. That is what is in these verses. He says, Bhobo Purusha Shardula. That is the interesting thing. He calls Shishubala as Purusha Shardula. In other words, you know, like many times you see, even today, people say, somebody who is very strong and powerful, very courageous, you'll call him tiger, isn't it? It's like a tiger, we say. Tiger this, tiger that, we call different people with the title tiger attached to that. It's the same thing here he's saying. Bhobo Purusha Shardula, Staurmanasyamidam Teja, give up this moroseness. Why you worry about it? There are so many other princesses in this world. We'll get somebody else to marry you. In other words, he was consoling him. What else can you do? What Jarasandha can do now? Because all the plan has gone completely. Nothing could be done. And he says here that na priya priyayo rajan ishto dehishu drishyade. Now Jarasandha has become very philosophical. He says to Shishubala, happiness and distress will come in life one after the other. Why should you worry about it so much? This is what he was saying. After all, this is the material world. Maya is like that. You know, all the Vedantam started coming from Jarasandha. Yathadaryumai yoshi nrityade kuhage chaya evam ishwaranandroyam ihade sukhadukhayoha. So come and dukham will come according to the superior arrangement. What can we do about it? Like that he was saying. Shaure saptadashaham vai സംയുഗാനി പരാജിത ത്രയോവിംശതി വിസൈന്യർജിഗ്യമേഹമഹരം പരം യഥാപ്യഹം ന ശോചാമി ന പ്രഹർഷ്യാമി ഗർഹിജൽ കാലേന ദൈവയുക്തേന ജാനൻ വിദ്രാവിതം ജഗൽ അധുനാപി വയം സർവേ വീരയൂഥ വയൂഥവ പരാജിതൈ ഭർഗുതന്ത്രൈ യഥുവി കൃഷ്ണവാലിതയ്യ രിപവോ ജിഗ്യരധുനാ കാലമാത്മാനുസാരിണി തഥാ വയം വിജേഷ്യാമോ യഥാ കാലപ്രദക്ഷിണ ഏവം പ്രബോധിതോ മിത്രൈശ്ചൈദ്യോഗാൽസാനുഗപുരം കരശേഷാ പുനഃസ്തേവിയു സ്വം സ്വം പുരം നൃവ രുക്മി ഇതൂരാശസോദ്വാഹം കൃഷ്ണദ്വിടസഹൻ സ്വസു പൃഷ്ടദോന്നകമൽ കൃഷ്ണ അക്ഷൗഹിന്യാമൃതോബലി രുക്മിർഷി സുസംരംഭ ശുണ്ണതാം സർവഭൂപുജാം പ്രതിജ്ഞേ മഹാബാഹുർദംശിത സശരാസനം അഹത്വാ സമരെ കൃഷ്ണമപ്രത്യുഹജ രുക്മിണിം കുണ്ടിനം ന പ്രവേക്ഷ്യാമി സത്യമേതൽ ബ്രമീവിമ ഇത്യുക്ത്വാ രഥമാരുഹ്യ സാരഥീം പ്രാഹ സത്വര ചോദയാശ്വാന്യത കൃഷ്ണ സസ്യമേ സംയുഗം ഭവേൽ അഭ്യാഹനിഷിതൈർബാണേ ഗോപാലസ്യ സുദുർമതി മോഷേ വീനിമിതം യേന സ്വാസ്വാമേ പ്രസഭം ഹൃദ വിഗദ്ധമാനകുമതി ഈശ്വരസ്യ പ്രമാണവിൽ രഥേനൈകേന ഗോവിന്ദം തിഷ്ഠതിഷ്ഠേന്ദ്യതാഹോയൽ ധനുർവിഗൃഷ്യ സുദൃഢം ജഗ്മേ കൃഷ്ണം ത്രിഭിഷരൈ അഹയാത്രക്ഷണം ദൃഷ്ട യദൂനാം കുലപാംസന കുത്രയാദി സുസാരം മേ മുഷിത്വാധ്വാംക്ഷവദ്ധവി
ഹരിഷ്യദ്യാമതം മന്ദ ഭാഗിന കൂടയോധിന യാവം നമേഹ ദോപാളി ശൈത മുഞ്ചദായികം സൂയൻ കൃഷ്ണോധനുശ്ചിത്വ ഷഡ്ഭിർവിവ്യാധരുക്മനിം അഷ്ടവിച്ഛദ്രോവാഹന്ധ്വാമ്യം സൂതം ധ്വജം ത്രിവി സചാന്യധനുരാദായ കൃഷ്ണം വിവ്യാധ പഞ്ചവി തൈസ്താരിദശരോഹൈസ്തു ചിച്ഛേദാധനുരച്യുത പുനരന്യുപ അന്യുദ്വാദത്തദപ്യച്ഛനദപ്യച്ഛനിതവ്യയാം പരിഖം വട്ടിശം ശൂലം ചർമാസി ശക്തിതോ മരോ യദ്യതായുധമാധത്തൽസർവം ഗോസൂച്ഛിനദ്ധരി തഥോരഥാതമപ്ലുത്യ ഖൽഘം പാണിർജഘാംസയ കൃഷ്ണമഭ്യന്തരവൽക്രുദ്ധ പതംഗമ്യോപാവകം.
This is all these verses are discussing about the fight between Rukmi and Krishna, the war that has happened.
തസ്യ ജാപദർശകം ത്രിലശോ ചമജേഷ്ടമി ചിത്വാ സീമാദേതിഗ്മം രുക്മിണം ഹന്തുമുദ്യത ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ഭ്രാതൃവധോദ്യോഗം രുക്മിണി ഭയവിഹ്വല.
At one point, Krishna was going to kill Rukmi, and Rukmini was pleading not to do that.
Drishtva bhyadruvadodhyogam Rukmini bhayavikvala paditva padayodur bhartu vachakarunam sadim.
At that time, Rukmini fell down at Krishna's feet and lotus feet and started pleading to spare Rukmini's life.
Yogeshwara aprameyatman
devadeva jagalpade
ഹന്തും നർഹസി കല്യാണം ഭ്രാതരമേ മഹാഭുജ.
That this word Mahabhuja, then Rukmini is saying that you don't need to do this. After all, you are the strongest person in this creation.
Yogeshwara aprameyatma deva deva jagalpade hantum narhasi kalyanam bradarame mahabhuja. Shri Shukavaja taya paritra savigambidangaya shijavashushyan mugayuddhagandaya കാതജ്യവിശ്രംസിതഹേമമാലയ ഗൃഹീതപാദം കരുണോന്യവർത്തത ചൈലീന ബദ്ധ്വാതമ സാധുകാരിണിം സ്മശ്രുകേശം പ്രോപന് വ്യതപ്രയൽ വെരൂപയൽ താവന്മർദു പരസൈന്യം അത്ഭുതം യുപ്രവീര നളിനീം യഥാ ഗജ കൃഷ്ണാന്തികമുപാവ്രജ്യ ദശുസ്തത്ര രുക്മിണം യഥാഭൂതം ഹതപ്രായം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ സംഘർഷണോ വിഭു വിമുച്യബദ്ധം കരുണോ ഭഗവാൻ കൃഷ്ണമബ്രവീൽ അസ്വാദ്യുപം ത്വയാ കൃഷ്ണ കഥമസൂജഗുപ്സിതം വവനം ശ്മശ്രുകേശാനം വൈരൂപ്യം സുഹൃതോ വധ.
This is Balaram's words to Krishna, that why you have done this to our brother-in-law.
വൈവാസ്മന് സാധ്വയോ സാധോ ഭ്രാതുർവൈരൂപ്യ ചിന്തയ സുഖദുഃഖദനോ ജാന്യോ സ്ഥേതസ്തസുഹൃതപുക്പുമാൻ ബന്ധുർവദാർഹദോഷോമി ന ബന്ധോർവധമർഹതി ത്യാജ്യസ്വേനൈവ ദോഷേണ ഹതക്കിം ഹന്യതേ പുനാ. ക്ഷത്രിയാണാമയം ധർമ്മ പ്രജാപതി വിനിർമ്മിത ഭ്രാതവിഭ്രാതരം ഹന്യ ദേനഘോരസ്തത രാജസ്യ ഭൂമിർവിത്തസ്യ സ്ത്രീയാ മാനസ്യ തേജസ മാനിന്യോന്യസ്യ വാഹേദോ ശ്രീമദാന്താക്ഷിപന്തി തമേയം വിഷമാബുദ്ധി സർവഭൂതേഷു ദുർഹൃതാം യന്മന്യസേ സുധാഭദ്രം സുഹൃതാം ഭദ്രമജ്ഞവൽ ആത്മമോഹോ നൃണാമേഷാം കൽപ്യതേ ദേവമായ സുഹൃദ്ദുഹി ഉദാസീനം ഇതി ദേഹാൽപമാനിനാം ഏകമേവ പരോഹ്യാത്മാ സർവേഷാമപി ദേഹിനാം നാനേവ ഗൃഹ്യതേ മൂഢേർയഥാ ജ്യോതിർയഥാനലാം യഥാ നവ ദേഹമാദ്യന്തവാനേഷു ദ്രവ്യപ്രാണഗുണാത്മക ആത്മന്യവിദ്യയാ ക്ലിപ്തം സംസാരയതി ദേഹിനം ആത്മനോന്യോ സംയോഗോ വിയോഗശ്ചാസതസതി തദ്ദേഹിത്വാ തൽപ്രസിദ്ധ്യ ദൃഗ്രൂപാഖ്യാം യഥാരവേ ജന്മാദയസ്തു ദേഹസ്യ വിക്രിയാനാത്മന ക്വചിൽ കുലാനാമിവ ദൈവേന്ദുർ ഭൃതർഹ്യസ്യ കുഹൂരിവ യഥാശയാനമാത്മാനം വിഷയാൻ ഫലമേവ ച അനുഭുക്തേഭ്യ സത്യർത്ഥേ തദാത്മോത്യഭുതോ ഭവം. തസ്മാദജ്ഞാനജം ശോകം ആത്മശോഷ വിമോഹനം തത്വജ്ഞാനേന നിർഹൃത്യം സ്വസ്ഥാഭവ ശുചിസ്മിതേ. ശ്രീശുക ഉവാച ഏവം ഭഗവതാ തന്വി രാമേണ പ്രതിബോധിത വൈമനസ്യം പരിത്യജ്യ മനോബുദ്ധ്യാ സമാധതേ പ്രാണാവശേഷം ഉത്സൃഷ്ടോ നിർബർഹൃതബലപ്രഭ സ്മരൻ വിരൂപകരണം വിധതാത്മമനോരഥ ചക്രേ ഭോജകടം നാമ നിവാസായ മഹൽ പുരം അഹത്വാ ദുർമതിം കൃഷ്ണാം അപ്രത്യുഹയവീയസീം കുണ്ഡിനം ന പ്രവേക്ഷ്യാമിത്യുക്ത്വാ തത്രാവസദൃശ ഭഗവാൻ ഭീഷ്മസുതാം ഏവം നിർജത്യ ഭൂമിമാൻ പുരമാനീയ വിധിവത് ഉഭയേമേ കുരുദ്വഹ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. That is why Krishna is marrying Rukmini. Tada mahotsavo nanam, then the festival after that. Tada mahotsavo nanam idu viryam grihe grihe abhudananya bhavanam krishne idu vado nrupa narana aryashchamudida upamrishta nadana aryashchamudida pramishtamani kundala parivarham vajahru parayoschitravasasoho sa vrishni piryuttam vidhendra gedu vir വിചിത്രമാല്യം വരരത്നദോരണി വിഭോപതിദ്വാരുവക്ലുപ്തമംഗളോ ആപൂർണ കുംഭാ ഗുരു അഗുരുദീ ഉപദീപകൈ സ സിക്തമാർഗാമദുൽമി അഹുരുപ്രേഷ്ഠഭൂജാം ഗജയർദ്വാസു പരാമൃഷ്ടരംഭാവൂവശോഭിതാ കുരുസഞ്ജയർഭായുന്ദയാം മിഥോ മുദിരേതസ്മിൻ സംഭ്രമാൽപരിദേവത പരിധാവതാം രുക്മിണ്യാഹരണം ശ്രുത്വാ ഗീയമാനം തതസ്തത രാജാന്യോ രാജാനോ രാജകന്യാശ്ച ബഭൂവോർദൃശ വിസ്മിതാഃ ദ്വാരകായാമഭൂദ്രാജൻ മഹാമോദപുരോഗസാം രുക്മിണ്യാ രമയോ വേദം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ കൃഷ്ണം ശ്രീയപദിം ശ്രീമത്ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണി പരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ ഉത്തരാർദ്ധേ രുക്മിണി ദ്വാഹം നാമ ചതുപഞ്ചാശതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ ദ മാരേജ് വാസ് ഓവർ ആൻ ഓസ്പീഷ്യസ് ടൈം വാസ് ചോസൺ ബൈ ദി അസ്ട്രോളജേഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് എവറിഥിങ് വാസ് ഫിക്സ്ഡ് ദ മാരേജ് ഹാപ്പൻഡ് ദ മാരേജ് വാസ് ഓൾ ഓവർ ഓൾ ദ പീപ്പിൾ കെയിം ആൻഡ് ഗോട്ട് ദി സോ കൃഷ്ണ ആൻഡ് രുക്മിണി ടുഗദർ. That and who was the happiest person of all? It was that Brahmana who brought the message to Krishna from Rukmini. You can imagine what a happiness for that Brahmana, that a service he was able to perform for Krishna's and Rukmini's sake. Krishna gives an opportunity to great devotees like that to execute different activities in Krishna's pastimes. That is very well known. Only Valmiki had to wait so long to get that opportunity, but Valmiki wanted to see Krishna and Rukmini together. And after all the marriage was over, what has happened was the feast was going to start, isn't it? That's what we all wait for, the feast. So before the feast started, who was in charge of the feast, do you know? Who was in charge of the feast in palace in Dwaraka? Bhimasena was in charge. Bhimasena, because there's no one else better than that who knows how to run the feast. And so Bhimasena took over the responsibility. And what happened was, Bhimasena was getting full support from another personality, Sri Narada Muni. Because Narada Muni has started this whole thing from the very beginning. So it has to come to an end. And unless the feast is over, the marriage is not over, isn't it? Marriage is the last ceremony is the feast. So Sri Narada Maharshi was running around everywhere, busy with organizing, assisting Bhimasena in different ways to get the feast totally satisfied. So at that time, Krishna was looking for Sri Narada Muni. Krishna wanted to see Narada Muni, and Narada Muni was not found anywhere. At that time, Bhimasena comes up to Krishna and says to him, if you ask musicians to do such kind of job, what can they do anything properly? This is Bhima's comment on Sri Narada Muni. Narada Muni is a musician, isn't it? He is good at it. If you give him a veena nicely, holding on to that, he can chant Hare Krishna, walk around nicely. But if you ask Sri Narada Maharshi to organize a feast or to do any organization like that, Narada Muni will not be good at it. This is Bhimasena's conclusion. Because Bhimasena needed people who can do very hard work for him and do the excellent service of the serving the prasadam and everything. So, but the last scene of that, after the feast was, Sri Narada Maharshi came up to Krishna. Krishna touches Narada Muni's feet. And Narada Muni said to Krishna one thing. That's the most important thing of the whole Rukmini's marriage. At least in future, if you are going to get married, give sufficient notice to me. I am too old now to run around organizing all these things. So at least in future, because from now on it is Krishna's marriages one after the other, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam happening from now on, 8 major wives, Krishna's out of the first one is Rukmini, another 7, Satyavama, Jambavati, Kalindi, Mitravinda, Shaibya, so many of the others has to come later. And each one of those marriage was a special occasion for Krishna. And not only that, after that, another important marriage happened from Narakasura. Krishna took back 16,100 wives and brought them back in one marriage. In one instance, Krishna married 16,100 in one lot and brought them all together. So all these marriages are going to happen in future. And Sri Narada Maharshi is saying to Krishna, at least in future, give me enough notice. Don't tell me one day before that all this is going to happen like you did from here. Took the chariot and went to Kundinam. And the marriage has to be arranged. The feast has to be arranged. Invitations has to be sent. You can imagine a marriage means
It's a lot of work behind the scene, isn't it? To invite all these great sages to bring them over and to provide facilities for them to stay in Dwaraka and arranging the whole marriage ceremony, the priests and everything else. It's not that they can just pay the money and get everything done like these modern days. In the modern days, it's like that. In every big temple you go nowadays, not only here, everywhere in the world, the situation now is like this. There are certain agents sitting there. You are living here and you want the marriage to be done, say in Tirupati or somewhere else. All you have to do is to contact this agent by email and transmit the money to his account. You can go there on the day of the marriage, an hour before you can arrive there, and whole thing is organized for you. But this was not the system then. Obviously, these agents were not available, it seems. So you can see that the Narada Muni's words are true for those days, but not valid for today. It's different scene altogether. So that is how this marriage of Krishna and Rukmini happens. And this marriage is important, as I mentioned before. A lot of things to learn from this marriage. Rukmini, Krishna showed to the world that Grihastha Ashram is not in any way inferior to any other ashram. Being in Grihastha Ashram also doesn't mean that one cannot execute spiritual life. In fact, majority of the people in this world will be Grihastha Ashramis. They will get into householder life sometime or the other. And Krishna was saying also through this that as a Grihastha, how one should execute one's life in this world. As I mentioned before, Krishna is the Supreme Personality who not only spoke religious principles in this world, but also practically executed that in one's own life. That in Srimad Bhagavatam, in this marriage between Krishna and Rukmini, later on, Sri Shukan says about that relationship, how that matured in due course. And in one instance, what all things can happen in married life. This has also happened between Krishna and Rukmini also. And in that discussion between Krishna and Rukmini, so many things comes later in the 10th canto. So, through this marriage of Rukmini to Krishna, one can see that even household life can be made happy if one follows the instructions of Krishna and Rukmini about marriage, which comes later. Rukmini Devi, after the marriage, through Rukmini, Krishna has spoken a lot of things to this world about Grihastha Ashram, what one should be careful about. And with Rukmini's help, how Krishna executed the householder ashram in Dwaraka in the most opulent way, and how Krishna maintained not one wife, 16,108 wives, and lived like a Trailokya Grihastha. That means in the three worlds you have not heard anyone having a householder life like Krishna. No doubt Krishna has spoken about Vedic system, Brahmachari Grihastha, Vanaprastham and Sannyasam. And normally we all get fed up in Grihastha Ashram one day, isn't it? That's what happens to us. We all get tired of it. That it's not getting anywhere, we say. It's not getting anywhere. From both sides, for the husband as well as the wife, both feels the same thing at the end. And when the children come and there is more crisis in the family, it gets worse. So like this, we drag on our householder life in this world. This is our householder life. But Krishna's householder life was not like that. And then we go and take, like Krishna says to Arjuna at one point, that if you want to marry Subhadra, there is only one option left. Spend 50 pence and get some saffron from the shops before the shop closes. So that is how Arjuna took to Sannyasa Ashram. But Krishna is not said like that. Krishna is saying that even in householder life, if one strictly follows the principles of spiritual life, it is not going to be too much of a trouble. It can still survive and carry on. So that is the Rukmini's marriage. And now we go on to the next chapter. What happens after that? We'll read one chapter and then we'll stop and we'll discuss after that.
Shri Shuka Vaja Kamastu Vasudevam Sha Dagda Pragru Dhamanyuna Dehova Vatayevu Yastameva Pratyavadyana Sa Eva Jado Vaidharpyam Krishna Virya Samulbhava Pradyumna Midivikhyada Sarvadona Mapidu Tam Shambhara Kamarubi Hrutva Dogamanirdasham Saviditu Alpana Shatram Prasio that Anuatyagal Griham Tam Narjagara Balavan Vina So ഗോപ്യപൗരൈ സഹ വൃതോജാലേന മഹതാ ഗൃഹീതോ മത്സ്യജീവിഭി തം ശംബരായ കൈവർത്ത ഉപാജഹുരുപായനം സൂദാമഹാനസം നീത്വാ വദ്യൻ സ്വാതിനിദ്രാത്ഭുതം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ തതുദരേ ബാലം മായാമത്യൈന്യവേദയൻ നാരദോ കഥയൽ സർവം തസ്യാശങ്കിതചേതസ ബാലസ്യ തത്വമുൽപ്പത്യം മത്സ്യോദര നിവേശനം സാജകാമസ്യ വൈ പത്നി രതിർനാമയശസ്വിനി പത്യുർനിർദ്ധഗ്ധദേഹസ്യ ദേഹോൽപത്തി പ്രതീക്ഷതി നിരൂപിതാശംബരേ സൂപൗദനസാധനേ കാമദേവം ശിശും ബുദ്ധ്വാ ചക്രേ സ്നേഹം തദാർഭയേ നാദിദീർഘേണകാലേന സകാർഷ്ണീരൂഢയൗവന ജനയാമാസനാരീണാം വിഷന്തീനാം ച വിഭ്രമം സാ തമ്പതീം പത്മതലായ ദേക്ഷണം ലംബബാഹും നരലോകസുന്ദരം സവ്രീഡഹാസോധമിതധ്രുവേക്ഷതി പ്രേത്യോപദസ്തേരതിരംഗസൗരഭയ്യ താവാഹ ഭഗവാൻ കാർഷ്ണീർമാദസ്തേമതിരന്യത മാതൃഭാവമതിക്രമ്യം വർത്തസേകാമിനീയഥ രതിരുവാച ഭവാൻ നാരായണ സുത ശംബരേണാഹൃതോ ഗൃഹാൽ അഹം തേതികൃതാപത്നി രതിക്കാമോ ഭവാൻ പ്രഭോ യേഷത്വാ നിർദ്ദശം സിന്ധമ ക്ഷിപ്പശംബരോസുര മത്സ്യോഗ്രസീത ഉദരാധിഹ പ്രാപ്തോ ഭവാൻ പ്രഭോ തമിമം ജഹി ദുർദർശം ദുർജയം ശത്രുമാത്മന മായാശതവിധം ത്വം ച മായാഭിർമോഹനാദിവി പരിശോചതിതേ മാതാ കുരരീവകൃത പ്രജ പുത്രസ്നേഹാകുലാദിന വിവത്സാഗൗരിവാതുര പ്രഭാഷൈവം ദദോ വിദ്യം പ്രദ്യുമ്നായ മഹാത്മനി മായാവതി മഹാമായാം സർവമായാ വിനാശിനിം സജ ശംബരമഭ്യേത്യ സയുഗായ സമാഹോയൽ അവിഷഹ്യസ്തമാക്ഷേപൈ ശിവൻ സഞ്ജനയൻ കലിം സോദിക്ഷിപ്തോ ദുർവജോപി പാദാഹതമിവാരക നിശ്ചക്രാവണഗതാപാണി അമർഷാതാമ്രലോചന ഗതമാവിധ്യതരസ പ്രദ്യുമ്നായ മഹാത്മനെ പ്രക്ഷേപ്യവന നന്നാദം വജ്രനിഷ്പേഷ നിഷ്ഠുരം താമാപതന്തീം ഭഗവാൻ പ്രദ്യുമ്നോ ഗതയാ ഗതാം അവാസ ശത്രവേ ക്രുദ്ധ പ്രാഹിനോന സുഗതാം നൃപ സജമായം സമാശ്രിത്യ ദൈതേയീം ഭയദർശിനാം സ്മോജയസ്ത്രമയം വർഷം കാർഷ്ണോ വഹായ സോസുര ബാധ്യമാനോസ്ത്രവർഷേണ രാജ്മിനേയോ മഹാരഥ സത്വാത്മജം മഹാവിദ്യം സർവമായോപമർദ്ദിനീം തദോ ഗൗഹ്യഗന്ധർവൈശാചോരകരാക്ഷസീ പ്രായം ദശദശോ ദൈത്യൈ ദൈത്യൈ കാർഷ്യർവിധമയൽ സദാ നിഷാദമസി മുദ്ധ്യമ്യ സകീടം സകുണ്ടലം ശംബരസ ശരക്കായൽ താമ്രശ്മശോശ്വസാഹരൽ ആകീര്യമാണോ ദിവിജയ സുവൽപിക്കുസുമോൽക്കരൈ ഭാര്യ അംബരചാരിണ്യം പുരം നീതോ വിഹായ സ അന്തപുരവരം രാജൻ ലൽനാശതസങ്കുലം വിവേശപജ്ഞാഗന വിദ്യുദേവ കലാഹക തം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ജലദശ്യാമം പീതകൗശയവാസസം പ്രളംബവാഹും താമ്രാക്ഷം സുസ്മിതം രുചിരാനം സ്വലംകൃത മുഖാമോജം നീലവക്രാളകാളിഭി കൃഷ്ണം മത്വാ ശ്രീയോഹയിത്വാ നിലീല്യുസ്തത്ര തത്രഹ അവതാരിശ നിരീക്ഷ ദ്വൈലക്ഷണ്യേന യോഷിത ഉപജഗ്മ പ്രമുദിത സസ്ത്രീരത്നം സുവിസ്മിത അതത്രാസിതാവാങ്ങി വൈതർഭീ വൽഗുഭാഷണി അസ്മരൽ സ്വസതം നഷ്ടം സ്നേഹസ്മൃത വയോധര കോന്വയം നരവൈരുഡ്യ കുസ്യവാ കമലേക്ഷണ ധൃതകയാ വാചരേ കയം ലധ്വാധുനീനവാ മമ ജാപ്യാത്മയോ നഷ്ടോ നീതോയസ്തുതികൃഹാൽ ഏതത്തുല്യവയോരൂപം ഇതി ജീവതി കുത്രചിൽ കഥം ത്വനേന സമ്പ്രാപ്തം സാരൂപ്യം ശാർഗധന്വന ആകൃത്യാലയ വൈർഗത്യം സുരഹാസാവലോകനൈ സ ഏവ വാ ഭവേന്നൂനം യോ മേ ഗർഭേ ധൃതോർഭക അമൂഷ്മിൻ പ്രീതിയധിക വാമസ്പരതി മേ ഭുജ ഏവം മീമാം സമാനായം വൈദർഭ്യാം ദേവകീ സുത ദേവക്യാനകുന്ദുഭ്യം ഉത്തമശോകമാഗമൽ വിജ്ഞാതാർത്ഥോപി ഭഗവാൻ സുഷ്ണീ വാസജനാർദ്ദന നാരദോ കഥയൽ സർവം ശംബരാഹരണാധികം തച്ഛ്രുത്വാ മഹദാശ്ചര്യം കൃഷ്ണാന്തപുരയോഷിത അഭിനന്ദൻ ബഹുനബ്ധാൻ നഷ്ടം പ്രതമിവാഗതം ദേവകീ വസുദേവശ്ച കൃഷ്ണരാമോ തഥോ സ്ത്രീയ ദമ്പതീതോ പരിശുജ്യ രുക്മിണീചയുർമുദം നഷ്ടം പ്രദ്യുമ്നമായാദം ആകർണ്യദ്വാര ഗൗകസ അഹോ മൃതമിവായാദോ ബാലോ നിഷ്ഠേതി ബ്രുവൻ യം വൈ മഹോ പിതൃസ്വരൂപ നിജേഷഭാവം സന്മാതരോ യദവചനഹരൂഢമാവാം ചിത്രം നദൽ ഖലുരമാസ്പദബിംബിംബേ കാമേ സ്മരേക്ഷു വിഷയേ കിമിതാന്യനാര്യാം ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ ഉത്തരാർദ്ധേ പ്രദ്യുമ്നോൽപത്തി നിരൂപണം നാമ പഞ്ചമഞ്ചശാതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ ഐ വിൽ സ്റ്റോപ്പ് ദേർ ടുഡേ വി വിൽ ഡിസ്കസ് ദാറ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ആൻഡ് ദി നെക്സ്റ്റ് ടു ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ് ഈസ് ദി സ്റ്റോറി ഓഫ് സമന്തക ജ്വൽ ഈസ് അനദർ important episode in the 10th canto. All of them are very important because all of them has its own, these pastimes of Krishna has many, many lessons for the human society in this world. And so the Satraji story, which comes after that, is another two chapters, which also that these two things we will discuss on next Sunday. So I'll stop there and all glory to Srila Prabhupada.